Rockauto.com studios for the Friday show. It'll be hard to top Margot Kidder. In the deals in the D.com studios. As you know, I got a lot of feedback on that today, but it was all that it was a good interview. I kind of expected, wasn't sure that that would be the reaction. I thought she was interesting and she was fun.
It was a very entertaining interview.
Yeah.
I thought there might be some judgment, but.
Oh, there's always judgment.
I didn't see it, really. People seem to just sort of enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, she.
I can't say she wasn't a good guest.
She popped off about everything.
Yeah, she did. She was loosey-goosey. So, I imagine she'd be kind of fun to meet at Comic-Con in Novi, May 18th through the 20th. And today, wow, it's just like one of those days where just boom, a bomb lands.
Yeah.
And you know what's going on. And you know what we'll be talking about. And I'm not even really sure what to say or think about the Matt Patricia story, but we'll get into it. Along with Carrie Underwood has broken her silence.
Oh, she looked so gross.
I know. I had to turn my head. She is repulsive. It's like Frankenstein was on TV. And ironically, she broke her silence the same day they were announcing her new apparel line.
Oh.
So,
what?
Yeah.
That's convenient.
It's just a total coincidence, I guess. But she got a nice plug out of Hoda Kotb.
I don't know who would want to buy apparel from a monster.
I know.
She also demonstrated it, so I don't know how she managed.
Hoda Kotb? From the drunk ladies hour of the Today Show? Wow.
She had a great question to open, though.
Yeah, it was a good question. It's the question everyone's asking. This is the dumbest story. I can't even believe. And Hoda Kotb was implying that this is a very brave woman. She's very real. What are you talking about? First of all, does anyone believe that she really fell walking the dogs and needed 40 stitches to her face? And shattered her wrist?
Fake.
No. Walking the dogs. I don't know. I don't see it. But I don't know what to make of that. Sounded like there were some other issues, but anyway, this whole thing. I'm surprised more people didn't turn on her. Is it just that her non-fans are kind of going, this is really stupid, and her fans are going, oh my God, I hope she's okay.
Well, I mean, why would you turn on her? Just for lying?
For being a vain idiot.
Oh, well, I think didn't most people, you had thought she was before or after.
I thought her fans were all emotional when she finally performs, like, oh my God, she's doing a song about crying, and she's crying! Is she okay? Are you okay, Carrie? Oh, my God. I mean, she spends 2 months saying she's disfigured, that you may not be able to look at her when she turns up again.
And you can't.
No, I know. She was right. I'm glad she warned us.
There's Are you audio. Okay? You okay? Are you all right?
Are you doing okay?
It's a terrible fall, but as you can tell, the dogs are fine. So she put the dogs first, and
are you okay?
That's what a dog-loving person does.
Isn't that the lie that Joe Fourier came up with when he got hurt when he was with the Lions, that he tripped over his dog, or he was walking his dog?
Wait, Brian Greasy gave the same lie too, didn't he?
Oh, at the end of his driveway, yeah,
fake. What happened to him? I'm trying to remember what his injury was.
Is that the time he punched the scorekeeper's window? Or is that... No, because they was in the pros when he tripped over his dog.
Yeah. Wait, how is Brian Greasy doing these days? He's just doing football.
Great, yeah. He does the commentary.
Does he have a drunken incident every couple years?
No. Not after he tripped over his dog.
He's done doing that. Okay.
Learned his lesson.
Seemed like a good guy.
Tripping over your dog? Is that the go-to excuse? I got to get a dog for the excuses.
It just sounds so oafish, and I just wouldn't think you'd have a horrible injury if you tripped over your dog. Have you ever tripped over your dog, Trudy?
Yeah, a bunch of times. Sure.
Were you injured badly? Okay? You don't look disfigured to me.
No. I managed to, regain my equilibrium and move on with my day.
I see.
It's not that not far injured of a fall.
At all.
She made it sound like she slipped on a stair and she fell head first, and her arms were paralyzed apparently at the moment. I guess sometimes when you're worried about your dogs, your arms get paralyzed so you can't break a fall. It's weird. So how'd she break her wrist?
It was tied up in the cord, the leash.
Oh, I see. That shattered her wrist. That's weird. God, she's got
soft.
Definitely ought to drink some milk.
She just got plastic surgery, and that's...
Of course.
It looks like...
Why can't she just admit that?
Because this is too much fun, this sympathy tour that she's on. Plus, it's helping her hype
song,
up.
Yeah.
I can't believe the media is so stupid. What do you think, Hoda Kotb? You know, a lot of people are saying that this is ridiculous, that you look completely gorgeous.
She did say that to her, but not in that manner of saying it. But she said people don't see anything.
Maybe I just hang around with the wrong people. I have not heard one person say, I'm so worried about Carrie, or, gosh, I wonder what's happened to her. It just...
Do you want me to cue it up? You want to start, or do you want to come back to it?
We should come back to it. I just want to mention real quickly that Neil Young is coming July the 3rd to... Wait, is he at the Fox?
That's where he's played before.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Where you're not allowed to order alcohol.
Yeah, I don't know about this show. They are having an Archives pre-sale, but they haven't announced a for sale date here. But the interesting story is that Nine Inch Nails are doing a public sale, no phones, for Little Caesars at Little Caesars Arena box office for two shows, October 22nd and 23rd.
They're at the Fox.
Yeah, but you got to stand in line like the old days.
I'm sure not for all the tickets, but maybe the good tickets. I kind of like that. It's kind of fun.
Well, wait, what happens to the other tickets?
Well, you think they're going to all sell out on the people waiting in line?
I don't know. I assume so.
A limited number. Wait, no Nine Inch Nails tickets will be sold online that day. A limited number of 10,000 total tickets available for Fox shows will be held for later release through standard ticketing channels, including online.
But what they're saying is that
the good seats you stand in line for.
Yeah,
people,
I like that.
First dibs. But that presumes that regular people are going to be first in line.
It'll be the brokers.
The brokers will hire people to stand in line, won't
they? You're so right. The ticket brokers will send 20 people down there who will be there before anyone.
You can't have a good deed. won't work.
But doesn't it give you a better chance than fighting a bunch of bots online?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Send 5,000 people to get in line.
Something tells me, I can find out too. Something tells me the ticket brokers will end up with more tickets.
Yes.
Oh, of course they will.
Because it's a matter of just bodies.
But if you want to be one of those people, now you know you're fighting those actual people in line as opposed to a bunch of bots.
Yeah, and they are expecting sort of a cluster bleep down there. And it's funny because they said in the story that they acknowledge that there will be complaints with this too.
Oh, yeah.
But they're going to do it anyway.
Oh, good.
Just going old school.
Hey.
So that's kind of cool.
I would do that. I'd go to see Nine Inch Nails. I'm not standing in line, but...
Yeah, I think I'd like to see them, too.
Procure ticks.
I would think that'd be a big show. I don't know. Maybe I'm not judging this very well, but I wouldn't think they'd be... That Nine Inch Nails would be playing the Fox. I would think they'd be playing a bigger...
Something bigger,
venue.
Yeah.
Like Meadowbrook or something bigger.
Yeah, I would think so.
I guess maybe I thought LCA, but maybe that's crazy.
Oh, no, that's too big for them, don't you think?
I guess so.
Yeah. Maybe he needs to be inside where it's dark.
Yeah, that's true. It needs to be broody.
Yeah, I imagine he's got a big light show.
Yeah.
Let me explain why buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and DealsNadee.com is better, way different. Getting quote a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for $3 a month. No questions asked. They could do that too, but that's not the best way to deliver customers a world-class experience. They believe it's about people, customers, and employees. Happy, satisfied employees generate incredibly happy, satisfied customers. Price is always important, but partnering with people you trust and enjoy creates the positive experience, a well-rounded experience, not just a one-time deal. Shop around first, if you must, then come see Zot. While you're there, play foosball, get in the massage chairs, eat some popcorn, kick back, enjoy a good cup of coffee, and warm smiles from your dealer that genuinely cares and wants you to come back. Only from your friends at DealsInTheD.com, our studio sponsor. And Dr. Roche, they're busy, busy, busy over there. They've still got 6 Zerona treatments with breast augmentation. A great deal for the spring if you want to put your curves in the right place and thin out in the other places. Maybe drop a little waist size, an inch and a half, 2 inches. 6 Zerona treatments for free with breast implants. Still going with boating season right here. Fill out that bathing suit. Slim down your waist with Dr. Roche's spring special. And then the more intense Zerona treatment, they've got 9 of those. But if you bring a friend, your friend can pay and you go free. Don't tell your friend, though. Just tell him that you're both going, let's go splurge.
You know, she's got this goofy friend.
And then have them pay first.
Okay.
They don't even know.
I'm going.
And then you've got Body Tight. Who's your loser friend?
I haven't your loser decided which one I'm going to inflict this on yet.
No, she's got a lot of loser friends.
I have a lot of them who are interested in these procedures.
Uh-huh. Yeah, people are always interested. But if you want a consult, call 248-338-1110. Doesn't mean you have to make a commitment. Just maybe you want to talk about it a little further. 248-338-1110. That's for anything they do over there. And they're doing the Body Tight. There's $250 off Body Tight if you've got an area that you're thinking about, your neck, your stomach, your arms, your face, whatever it is. Body Tight has had wonderful results. They've done a lot of that. So, DROCHE is the website for Dr. Greg Roche. And this Matt Patricia story just, it was just a bomb today.
Yeah.
Really broke yesterday late, but first of all, I was so surprised because he's such a character person. I didn't really know that much about him until he was suddenly a candidate. You know, people become hot candidates for whatever reason, just like they do in radio. And all of a sudden, a few people want to hire him, and then, you know, they maybe have a couple crummy seasons, and all of a sudden nobody's interested. But he's hot right now. He was hot. And the Lions landed him, and it seemed like
his known background was very interesting, too. He had that engineering job, and he said, no, I'm going to try the football route, which is pretty interesting.
He went to RPI, played football there, 225-pound center in college, probably not big enough to play pro football, but it turns out he was on this spring break in South Padre Island in Texas 22 years ago, and he and the team captain were accused of raping a woman who implied that they, the police report is gone. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. The police report's gone. The woman declined multiple attempts to discuss this. The DA doesn't remember the case.
It's gone. Just don't worry about it. It's gone.
But a grand jury they were arrested, $20,000 bond. And there were 5 months between the grand jury. I forgot what they said. Did they say what the vote was for the grand jury? Did they say? I guess a grand jury only requires 9 out of 12 votes to go forward with.
Yeah, they didn't say what the vote
was. The case. And the grand jury said yes, which is not unusual. If something goes to a grand jury, it generally.
You can indict a ham sandwich.
Yeah, there you go.
As your favorite Chief Justice of the Court of Appeals in New York said once.
Yes, Sal Wachtler.
Great guy.
That looks delicious.
Yeah, Sal, he went a little insane over a girl, but other than that.
He's fine now.
Made a good point about the ham sandwich. Anyway, so the grand jury does say yes, he's indicted, and they were supposed to have a trial in January of 1997, 5 months later, and the woman decided she did not want to testify.
Yeah, she just never showed up. His lawyer showed up. She did not show up.
And she won't talk to anyone now. You know what kind of bothered me in that story was that she resisted multiple attempts. She was asked to talk multiple times, and I get this vision of someone being bothered. Like,
by prosecutors.
Boy, we really want you to talk about this. And also, I noticed.
What do you mean? By prosecutors? By media?
No, by media people. And then also that this is so traumatic that she couldn't testify, which says that they did it. Now, we don't know why she didn't testify. We know why they said she didn't testify.
The victim is unable to testify and cannot give a date certain when she would be available. The victim does not feel she can face the pressures or stress of a trial. That's the assistant DA, what they wrote in the court filing. Victim may request that the case be refiled at a later date.
Which obviously didn't happen. I don't know. Is the statute of limitations over, I'm guessing?
I don't know, but don't you think something happened?
Oh, I think something happened.
But he says no. He flat out says
well,
no.
Well, they asked him, we should play the press conference.
Do you have it?
Yeah, it's online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Lions carried it, actually.
Hmm.
That's the other part of this. How did the Lions not know? And I know the Patriots said they didn't know either, but how did the Lions not know?
I don't know. It's funny. I noticed the media is very obsessed with that part of the story, which personally I find to be so secondary to wow, what a bomb this thing is.
Sure, but because of the times we're in, and because it's the Lions, say what you want, but because it's the Lions, that's pretty, it's going to be a big part of the story.
Well, I agree it's part of the story. It just doesn't interest me that much because it seems to me it's just, they like the guy. He's connected to Quinn. Quinn loved him. So they weren't looking for something. No. You know, and also, since this happened, I don't know Matt Patricia that well, but I just get the impression that there has been nothing. Now, maybe there will be. I don't, now that this came out, who knows? I mean, give it a couple days. I mean, Tom Brokaw, he thought he could fend mm-hmm. off that one chick with, "How dare she?" And that sort of backfired because two other chicks went, "Why did it to me too?"
Ooh. Maybe they misinterpreted what he was saying to them. And he was maybe fumbling.
Tommy B?
He had a weak moment and accidentally grabbed one of them on the boobs when he was falling. And he was blah, blah, blah. And you know how difficult he is to understand. she thought he was coming
you know
on.
What, you know what's really...
And then he took off on his motor scooter. Was that what
that's right,
that
yeah.
was the one, yeah.
That horrible.
Was, that would be unfair to you. Know, you. What about your wife? And he said, "Oh, that would be unfair to Meredith." And then he's like, "Okay, I'll see you." Just took off.
Put on my helmet, get on my scooter.
There he goes. See you, Tom. He thought he was so cool on a motor scooter, too. He thought he was really hot.
He probably wore a helmet when you didn't need to.
Okay, when Linda Vester?
Yes.
Linda Vester, yeah. She was on GMA. We'll get to that, too. She said that, okay, first of all, he came to her hotel room twice, uninvited. He tried to say that she asked me to come to her room. I shouldn't have gone, and nothing happened. I don't know. I just, he sounded, I just thought, I don't know. He's, it smelled bad on his end the whole time. I don't know how to say why. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened with Matt Patricia and his teammate and this girl. I will say this, though. The fact that there were two guys and the girl bothers me.
Not enough dudes?
No, it's the extra dude.
That's the wrong kind of three-way.
It seems like something.
Well, even if
something weird happened there, I don't know
even
what.
Even if it was consensual, that's weird.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's team sports, though.
And you got a bond.
And in the press conference, when someone tries to get that, what happened that night? Were you in the room? It ends pretty quickly after that. It's pretty clear that. Doesn't really want to talk about that. I don't. Should he have to talk about that?
Well, no. But what's interesting is if he's being interviewed by these teams, and just because it's such a public job, do you think he purposely didn't tell him, or do you think he honestly just thought it, like, forgot about it?
No, I don't think he'll. I don't think he'll ever forget about it.
Then
he had to spend $20,000 bond. I'm sure his family knew about it.
I know you don't have an obligation, but does he have a duty to maybe bring that up to the Lions? Like, hey, this thing is out there. I maintain that it didn't happen. But just so you guys don't know, you guys know, and you're not caught off guard like they were caught off guard when the news asked him about
it. Well, I think you're caught off guard when you think you're hiring the hottest candidate for a job, and they say, "Oh, by the way, I was indicted for rape 22 years ago." It's just not an "oh, by the way." You really, guess would
you
be
lay everything out?
But you know, when you're doing something,
no, I wouldn't. I don't think I. I'm okay. I'm just being honest. I'm not saying strategically I would. I'm just thinking I don't know if I could do that.
That's on your resume.
It's a ridiculous thing.
If you raped a dude, if you're indicted for raping a dude,
yeah.
But it was you're found not guilty, would you be telling people 22 years later about it?
I just might brag all over the place. I raped a dude.
One guy, the one woman to rape a dude.
Most jobs that you apply for, you know, they ask you if
this
you've
isn't
been
a girlfriend.
This isn't most jobs, though.
But, okay, but should there be a different precedent for certain jobs that you
yes.
have to say? Not only. These are what I have been convicted of, but these are the things that, you know, I almost was convicted of.
Unfortunately, yeah, because some jobs are a little more public, a little more...
That's ridiculous.
I don't, you know, it never came of always with the Patriots?
Nope, they never knew about it.
They say they never knew about it. I guess they...
But then again, how do the Lions not know about it? I know he said they only look for convictions.
Well, the media didn't know about it, because they would have reported it a long time ago if they knew about it. It's a
great
pretty
sleuth.
It's a pretty odd thing. And I think somebody tipped somebody off.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think anybody looked for it, which, you know, for all the media's complaints about how could the Lions? Well, you didn't find it either.
Yeah.
You didn't know. You didn't object when he was hired.
Somebody, Detective John Kimball.
I have to believe somebody said something.
Like who?
I don't know. That,
like the guy who didn't get the job?
I found that part fascinating. Like, yeah. Who, it's not her, I don't think, because she doesn't want to talk unless, wait, did she maybe get the tip in there and then sort of back out of the story?
Oh, I just started getting a clue.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah, I've got a raging clue right now.
This happened in Texas?
Yeah, 1996, spring break.
Could it have been somebody who was in law enforcement at the time?
They sounded like they didn't even remember it down there.
Really?
Yeah. The DA said he didn't remember it. I mean, he was a college student. The two guys were college students. And the case didn't go to court because the girl, well, it went to court, but she was dismissed. Yeah, she didn't show up. Oh. Who would have a hard-on for Matt Patricia?
That's what I was trying to think. I don't know.
I just feel like...
Charlie Weiss?
I guess his teammates would all know about it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, when you think about it, going forward, why would somebody know about it? I mean, they wouldn't. I mean, the internet comes along, and the internet becomes bigger and bigger and bigger as he grows in stature, too. But if you're not looking for something, I mean, there's no reason to look for something. The Patriots weren't looking for something. They loved him. He was doing a great job.
Well, if you're hiring somebody, I don't know, you might want to.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not
trying to
find
out everything.
There's always people trying to dig up dirt on anybody who's public, though.
That's true. Yeah.
I wondered if they tried to extort money.
I don't think so. I think he was blindsided. I think he was totally blindsided. Okay, so let's watch a press conference and. I thought he did a pretty good job. It gets a little weird at the end. It's also pretty brief. Not a lot of questions taken.
You might want to hit the volume.
Oh.
Sorry. Just by thanking Mrs. Ford.
By the way, he's separated at birth with Jason.
Bob.
Oh, Jason,
our tech
guy?
Stuff, yeah.
Really?
I told him that. He goes, you're only a 1,000th person.
Oh, really?
To be working for such amazing people.
Mono.
And for an organization that is very strong.
It's in mono. Left channel only.
I'm here to defend my honor and clear my name. 22 years ago, I was falsely accused of something very serious allegations. There were claims made about me that never happened. While I'm thankful on one level that the process worked and the case was dismissed, at the same time, I was never given the opportunity to defend myself or to allow to push back with the truth to clear my name. This was something that was very traumatic to me when I was 21 years old. And once it was finally addressed, I tried to put it behind me. For those of you that are just getting to know me, and for those who have known me for a long time, you should know that I was raised the right way by two amazing parents who taught me to know the difference between right and wrong, to stand up for what's right, and to stand...
I really don't. Like the I was raised by good parents and I've got sisters. We weren't there. Is it really? I mean, it sounds like he's pleading the case or he's making the case.
Well, he has to now. It's in the court of public opinion.
I think it's more about him and, you know, what have I done the last 22 years? I haven't been in any trouble. A guy of high character. I don't mind. I don't know. It's just when people start saying, I have sisters and when I... Being a woman, I think of her parents. I don't know. I'm sure it was probably good. It probably worked. I just personally don't like it. Okay, go ahead. Whatever. That's all. No big deal. Just saying.
Stand up for those who've been wronged. I have two older sisters that taught me respect and love. I've always tried to protect them and keep them from harm. I'm a husband and a father to a wonderful and amazing family. I try to share those same values with them. I am so thankful to my wife and my family for being supportive of me. I believe and have always acted with a respect for all people.
Remember that thing about us?
Knowing that everyone is someone's dad, mom, sister, brother, son, or daughter.
Okay, we know that.
I do not condone any of the type of behavior that has been alleged. And I never have.
This makes me want to ask.
I've always been someone who respects
and
protects the rights of anyone who has been harassed or is the victim of violence. And we as an organization will continue to operate that way. In these times,
it just seems a little self-righteous.
We need to be even more sensitive and responsible in dealing with these issues and separate right from wrong. Wow. Thankfully,
I couldn't believe the guy
truth
did
is
that.
On my
this
side.
During the question segment.
Time to ask a question.
I lived with the mental torture of a situation where facts can be completely ignored or misrepresented with disregard to the consequence and pain that it would create for another person. I find it unfair and upsetting that someone would bring this claim up over two decades later for the sole purpose of hurting my family.
No, pause again.
My friend.
Is it mad at the paper?
That's kind of bullshit. I think the complaining that someone would bring this up.
Yeah, well, he could have brought it up before.
I don't really blame him for not bringing it up. I think if I was found not guilty of something like that, I don't think I'd be bringing it up 22 years later.
Not publicly.
I'd be prepared to answer it if the Lions brought it up.
I think that's what bothers me. How are the Lions not prepared for this?
Well, that's lame. I agree. I just am much more fascinated by it. I mean, it's just incompetence. I would think you'd have a... When you hire a coach or general manager...
You would look at everything.
Unless they've been a coach already, head coach. Although, you know, he's been a defensive coordinator for the Patriots. Wouldn't you think stuff like this would be out there?
Although he worked his way up in the Patriots.
Yeah, he
so
did.
Who's going to really look
he
into
did.
It?
He did sort of make that slow creep up where...
What
you,
happened?
But this, you know, how dare someone bring this up? It is what it is. It's a record. It's on the record. It was in the paper. He paid... you know, it's funny. I felt a little bit the way he's talking right now at first. But then when I read, yeah, their bond was $20,000. The grand jury indicted. All of a sudden, it's like, whoa. Yeah.
That's a rumor something. That has absolutely no substance.
Something happened.
And also, you can be pretty certain a lot of people, I would imagine the entire football team knew about it. I wonder if it was in the school paper at RPI. Do you suppose?
It was in a paper.
It was in a paper down there.
Was it down there? Yeah.
Well, that's what I saw. I don't know about the RPI student paper, but that would certainly make a lot of people. You know, if 85 guys on a football team or however many were on a team back in 96 know about something, then I start thinking that this might come up.
Yeah, but, you know, he was never tried. Was indicted, but never tried.
Well, the witness didn't show up. He,
yeah.
He's not guilty. He was found not guilty. The case was dismissed. And, you know, when he says, I didn't get a chance to profess my innocence, I don't know about that. I mean, do we know that he would have testified himself, that he would have said, you know what, I'm so angry about this, I have to get up and talk. I imagine they would have probably impeached the victim like all good attorneys do.
I think the dumbest part of the story is the NFL saying that. They're investigating now.
I know.
You knock it off. Why are you always late for everything,
okay,
NFL?
Why didn't the NFL know?
No, I know. But now they're going to investigate. It's just their own cover their ass.
I'm asking from the weeds here, but did they do a rape kit? Because that would precede anybody coming to court.
You know what, Trudy? The police records are not available. They threw it out.
Yeah.
So we there's a lot we don't know about this. I thought even the details. Did you read the much of the details?
Yeah, they were kind of lacking.
A little obscure.
All it says is on March 15, 1996, a woman told police two men burst into her upscale. Ooh.
Oh, by the way, burst into. Can you burst into a hotel room?
No. Unless South Padre Island, they make a lot of
odd.
I thought that was strange right away. I've never
You might be able to at the Roberts Riverside.
Yes.
Some of those hotels didn't have locks on the doors.
I think you want to burst into those rooms.
Well, this was an upscale hotel, she pointed out.
Okay, how do you burst into a room in an upscale hotel?
It can mean anything. I mean,
Kramer style?
Maybe the door wasn't even shut all the way. You know how you.
She was sleeping in the room.
Yeah.
It wasn't her room either.
Yeah.
But I mean, it could have been during the day. Maybe the
PM.
Slider was open, and so the door wasn't fully closed, and she was sleeping during the day because she was partying all day. I don't know.
Honestly, two guys bursting into the room.
Did
two people, by the way,
breaking the door down because that's
people,
a whole different thing.
Two people who've never been in trouble bursting into a room and just raping her. I don't know. It just sounded. I have a feeling there's a story there, but anyway,
what is
continue.
It?
Spring break.
What's the rest of the
friends
report?
And this organization. with the intention of trying to damage my character and credibility. I was innocent then, and I am innocent now. Let me be clear. My priorities remain the same, to move forward and strive to be the best coach, teacher, and man that I can possibly be.
Questions?
Matt, with the Me Too movement, how could you not think this would resurface?
You know, like I said, I started interviewing for jobs 22 years ago in a time where 1 year after this incident happened, where I interviewed and these situations never came up, were never asked, and it was never an issue. So through the course of my career, as again, like I said, the case was dismissed and I am innocent. So as I went through those times, it was never been an issue.
What happened the night in question, the allegations or what happened that day?
Again, I think what's important here, what happened 22 years ago, is what didn't happen.
No, we would like
as I
to
said,
know.
I was innocent then, and I am innocent now.
The case was
I was falsely
dismissed.
Accused of something
it
that I did not
found.
We'd like to know what happened.
I know, I know. Can you explain why we actually were indicted, even though charges were dropped?
Great question.
Again, I was accused of something that I did not do. I went through the process, and the case was dismissed.
Were you in the room with the girl? Was there consensual sex? Was there anything that went on between you?
Again, I did nothing wrong. And that's all I'm going to say on that matter.
Do you regret not disclosing this to the Detroit Lions? And is this something you've ever disclosed to an employer yet?
Like I said before, you know, I've interviewed for a lot of jobs. And again, interviewing for jobs in engineering right after the situation happened, it was never an issue. It was never came up as a...
Well,
as
it wouldn't come up in 1997, would it?
It was dismissed. And I was innocent, never been part of any process that I've been involved with before.
Would that be on the internet? What year was the internet really smoking?
No, that wouldn't have been up there then. It was around then, around 97.
So to say it didn't come up, have you ever been indicted for rape?
Yeah, no.
No, it's have you been convicted of a felony, misdemeanor, you know, that sort of thing? Isn't that really what you're asked?
Yeah.
And you can say no to that. So to say it wasn't brought up, I don't know. I think that's a little simplistic. I don't blame him for saying that. I understand he's trying to spin this right now. And he has the facts to a degree are in his favor. But
during your interview here, or maybe during your interview with the Patriots Club as well, did the Lions ask you at any point if you had been arrested for that?
There was never any situation in the Lions interview where I did not disclose the truth.
Did they ask you or not?
Again, I'm as far as the interview process is concerned, I mean, there was nothing that, and Rod had spoke to it earlier about the process, there was nothing that I did not answer truthfully.
How did you address this with your team today?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to the team today, and I told them, exactly what I said to
Who
you guys.
Who cares if he talked to the team? That's a waste of a question.
And I also took this opportunity again to one more time focus on the fact that in this time, we do need to be sensitive and responsible, and I use this as a learning moment
for them.
Don't
use your indictment to act like you're being all preachy with
the team.
We
can all try to be better.
Doesn't sound that way.
Yes. Allegations come in. How, if at all, will they undermine your job?
It's like the former alcoholic lecturer.
Yes. Will they undermine your job? My job's been undermined.
My mission right now is to move forward and be the best coach for this organization that I can be.
Talked about talking to your team today. How important is it that you're the leader of that team and that you are the person that you say you are?
Absolutely. I'm 100% the head coach of the Detroit Lions.
That's a nice little nerve toss.
Nobody
it's Mike O'Hara,
Lions
right?
knew about this when you were hired.
Works for the Lions.
None of the hierarchy all knew about it.
That is correct. It never came up in the interview process, but I've always been truthful about it when it was addressed.
Has the support remained the same?
Like I said before, Mrs. Ford, her family, Rod and Bob are unbelievable people. I cannot express to you how amazing human beings they are, compassionate and understanding. They have been phenomenal.
Were you ever afraid that you would one day have to address this throughout your tenure in coaching?
I've never not been afraid to address it. My family is known.
Never not been afraid?
I've always been truthful with all the situations.
Afraid.
Have other organizations asked you about
Thank
this?
Thank you. I appreciate everybody's time.
How you got all those papers?
Oh, good question.
What's written on those papers? That's just so he looks busy like George Costanza.
I thought he did a good job, really.
Well,
he did.
Yeah. I mean, it's about what you would expect.
Yeah, except some guy, some people, you know, when the questions start coming and you're, I mean, this guy's never been under this kind of pressure since 1996. Mm-hmm. He was certainly under this much pressure then, but.
Yeah, it shows what a great hire he is. He can handle the pressure of a press conference.
Well, I think he did. I think he really did. Are we going to find out more about, is this girl going to talk? I think that is the question.
No. Why?
I don't know.
What's in it for?
Well, he's saying that he didn't do it, that nothing happened. Yeah. She's going to see that now.
Well, depends on the woman.
Drew?
Depends what she's doing now.
It depends on, I don't know. I mean, if anything really did happen, I could see why you'd want to.
Well, this is going to be on the news all night tonight.
You wouldn't want to do anything if there were any misunderstandings that mischaracterized this situation, and you'd stay where you were.
Sometimes, though, it is the denial
that brings them forward.
That says, "Oh fuck you!
You did do something."
Yeah, because he is acting like a victim here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great point.
Accused. Yeah.
Depends who she is and what she's doing now, and if she wants to be involved in this again. Which, she didn't then.
You know, if she's saying that she was a victim of a sexual assault, I don't think she would be named. Would she have to be named necessarily? Which is also kind of a cheap shot here. If nothing did happen,
get out
this,
there,
this is what's always so shitty about this, is that, okay, whoop, look at this. Well, she is not named.
But that's back to your original question, though, about the statute of limitations. If she were to come forward just because he's denying it and she's, you know, a woman scorned, thinking that her story's not true, she would have to name herself.
True.
Unless she said, "I'll only talk if you don't name me."
Well, but then who's going to believe that?
Well, I don't know.
It'll get out. It would get out there.
Yeah, I assume her name will get out there.
Always.
Which, you know, is what is so shitty about things these days. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how closely you guys are following the Michael Cohen story.
Oh, yeah.
He's quite a lobbyist, isn't he?
The other two guys?
Woo, he just needs to register.
He didn't have time for that. He had too many clients.
Oh, my God.
How about Novartis spending $1.2 million because they paid him after they met with him the one time? They're like, "Oh, look at this clown. Let's just pay the thing and be done."
How pathetic.
How much money do they have?
How pathetic is that? And by the way, how often does this happen? You know it happens.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, even with the registered lobbyists, I don't think it's much better, except we know who they are. We know how much money. Well, we think we know how much money they're taking. Just buying influence is such bullshit. I mean, this is incredible. "Hey, I'm president's lawyer. I got some influence with him. You want to pay for it?"
Yeah, they always do.
They were trying to suggest, weren't they, that he felt left out when
because he didn't get a White House job.
Everybody else got their gigs, and he didn't get hooked up.
I don't know if I believe that, though.
So he was doing all that just because.
Is he still Trump's personal lawyer / fixer? He's always going to have a gig. What was he going to do in the White House?
What I was going to mention, though, in connection to the girl who, Matt Patricia is saying, "I'm a victim." And if he is, then she lied and she doesn't get named and he does. I'm just saying if. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying if. Yeah. I mean, just the unfairness of it all. And then now let's just say she is a victim or something happened that was not cool, which is also certainly possible. These people who are on Twitter, by the way, and other places commenting, suggesting that there's Me Too people saying, "Oh, the Lions should get rid of him.
Oh,
that
no.
She couldn't testify because she was too upset. It happened." I mean, you don't know. Shut up.
Well, let's say
people say that he didn't do it. You don't know either.
Let's say that is what happened. She was too upset to testify. Why should he lose his job?
Because he sexually assaulted a woman.
Yeah, but even if she testified, doesn't mean she would, you know.
No, I'm just saying. Well, my point was, we all believe she will be named. Her name will come out, right?
Unless
somebody on the internet will name her.
Sure.
I don't mean that she will necessarily bring it up. I think someone else will broach her name, and once it's broached, people go, "Well, she's been named now, so here it is." Along those lines, did you hear that? Among the Cohen stories, there were a lot of Cohen stories in the last 2 days. There was a series of stories about Cohen that were another Michael Cohen.
Two of them.
That were reported.
There were two other Michael Cohens.
Can you believe that?
That's pretty remarkable. Sure.
That's incredible. CNN was actually saying, by the way, we are the outlet that did not name the stuff the other Michael Cohen did. Which I thought was really
Well, then that's a lie.
Interesting.
Fake news.
What's fake news? That they didn't name it? That they didn't say it? Mm-hmm. I don't know what they said or they didn't say, but that is how pathetic things have become, that someone who is a completely different person in two cases, their shit is out there connected to this Michael Cohen. Now, this Michael Cohen, there's no saving this Michael Cohen, so it really doesn't matter. I mean, he's completely trashed. Mm-hmm. He is totaled. So it doesn't really matter, but just the sloppiness.
Did you see what Avenatti put out there today?
That is 99% of what he's saying is true?
No, just he has an email now.
Yeah, saying that he's still Trump's lawyer.
Yeah,
after
Giuliani said that he's not. But how does he have all this stuff? How does he have those emails?
It's a great question. I don't know.
Unless they're in discovery phase.
I heard that Mueller's office wants to know how he has all this stuff.
I would think so.
Well, the discovery part is one theory, that in California he was doing discovery for how the payment was transacted because they went through a bank.
Oh, a storm with your sis?
With my sister.
Yeah.
And then the other one is that somebody's leaking that information.
Did anyone see Stormy in New Orleans last night, by the way?
No.
There's a pretty good clip on TMZ.
What is she doing?
She's dancing topless on stage with a pile of money around her.
Cool. Really?
Fun.
It looked like a pretty raucous crowd.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Well, it's New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, good for her.
I wonder how much she made last night.
$130,000. That's all she ever makes. It's always $130,000.
You know, this is a strange amount, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So back to Matt Patricia. There we go. There we go. Look at all that money.
She's not even dancing.
She will be. Woo! She's got a bottle. She's spraying water out of a bottle like it's her penis.
Now in the butthole. Sprayed the butthole.
Yeah, my sister is.
How are you allowed to film at a titty bar?
You're not.
Oh. Pretty ashamed.
I kind of didn't realize her act was that
boring.
It's boring.
I know. It's.
I don't know.
Isn't it funny that Stormy Daniels is at our titty bar and all these people actually go?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You can see her doing porn. You can see her having sex. You can see her.
Not in person.
Well, she's not having sex in person. Would you rather see someone nude or would you rather see them on a video having sex if you wanted to see them nude?
I don't know. I think in New Orleans, everybody's out for the party.
True, yeah.
What if she did do one of those live sex shows in New Orleans?
Well, maybe she did. Maybe she will.
Oh, boring. Boring.
She'd go to Amsterdam and do that.
Well, they have live sex there. Don't they have them in New Orleans?
I
don't know.
I think they claim they do, but it's shadow.
What?
Yeah.
That's talking about a bait and
switch.
I'm not
saying that I was involved in seeing, witnessing such a shadow event.
I know so much about this mystery.
Such a shadowy event, but some people may have been disappointed.
Oh, you heard about it? Someone you knew?
Yeah, apparently.
With the Lions, you know, there was a story earlier in the week, too, that they're being sued for discrimination.
Yeah. The film guys.
So at least this knocked that off the pages.
Yeah, that story, by the way.
That filing was a little weak.
It was. It sounded like the new management came in and said, you don't cut it. You're not good film guy. Get out of here.
Yeah, well,
as happens when new management comes in, but both guys are in their 50s. One of them's a black guy. One of them's an Asian guy or Japanese guy.
But he told them in January 2016 that your work sucks. And
yeah,
then
Quinn told them that they sucked.
And then they didn't fire him for another year when his review
Caldwell said, well, they're good guys.
Well, his review a year later came back 2.8 out of 5, but the thing that made me laugh is one of the employees that Richardson complained about, that's the guy suing, because he complained that this one guy would do racial jokes. That guy scored him a 1 in every category. Who's that asshole?
Oh, nice guy.
Sounds like he didn't get along with
him. Didn't sound like they were crazy about those two guys. But does anything... I think the thing about this story that makes me just puts a question mark over my head about Matt Patricia. And again, he seems like a guy of great character. He seems like a real leader. He seems like this seems like a really good hire. Mm-hmm. He really did. But okay, just going back to this thing, and there's not a ton of information available. The two guy thing really is the thing that bothers me. I mean, if
you've made that clear,
if it was a consensual, like you do this and I'll do, it's like, oh god, that is, I don't know. I remember when people would brag about stuff like that, and I was like, that is so stupid. Why? I don't get it. It seems gay, first of all. Not there's
anything.
Well,
you're not doing
gay,
anything. You know, just, I don't know. You don't have to touch his penis.
Well, why do you want to do it with another guy? Give me a threesome. How
what
about
if that's
two girls?
What if that's the caveat? There has to be two or zero.
That's still really weird to me. I don't know. Brandon, you in?
The old spit roast? No, I don't.
What?
The old what? Huh?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
What did you just say? I didn't even know what you said.
It's two-man lingo,
it seemed
Brandon.
Like jargon, though.
I mean, I prefer an Eiffel Tower, but...
I mean, I've witnessed it in my show prep over the years, but I don't know. Not for me.
A man can touch another penis or even kiss one very lightly, and it still doesn't necessarily mean he's a homosexual.
I have been with my share of guys, but I have never had two guys at once.
What? If she hasn't, jeez.
And congratulations, by the way, to the other guy arrested for rape with Matt Patricia, who gets named now and gets to be in all the national papers for being indicted for this two-on-one rape. His name is his buddy. He's the was the captain of the team. Yeah.
Nice captain.
His name is Dietrich. He's now 44. I can't.
No relation to the Dietrichvers.
Well, do we know that? It's spelled the same way.
Oh, okay. I take that back. There might be a relationship to the Dietrich.
Wait, isn't his first name Dietrich?
No, it's his last name.
Oh, it is.
I can't
is anybody's
find the
first name Dietrich? It's kind of a cool first name.
Some Dietrichs.
I can do some Dietrichs.
Seems like it would be a first name. Anyway, he graduated with an engineering degree from RPI, got a master's degree from Columbia Business School before working for IBM GE, serving as managing director of Credit Suisse. In New York City, according to online biographies, he's vice president of a Virginia-based technology company. And
genius!
Lives in New York. Not doing too bad.
Until today.
Yeah, until today. And that's there's his pictures in there, too.
Oh, my God.
Does he look like a two-on-one rapist?
I really can't tell. He could be, but...
Or an organizational change agent.
He looks pretty normal.
Yeah, and... You know, it's funny.
It's kind of unfortunate if this really wasn't a thing.
I know. No, absolutely.
Later, Dietrich wakes up.
And there's their Theta Chi pictures are both in the paper today, too.
Oh.
Yeah, but all that
being
said.
The two accused rapists were also members of Theta Chi's pictures.
Ooh.
All that being said, I really wouldn't want to be the woman with whatever happened.
No.
Yeah, because apparently she
wasn't happy, to a point where she filed.
When you watch Matt Patricia, you could, if you wanted to, if you're upset, and there are people who are really upset about this is a cheap shot and the Detroit news is crap. And you do have those people. And I think they believe that this woman just called the police and just named two guys that they spilled a drink on me and I've had enough. I mean,
the odds of that
some people
are
would,
so small.
No, I know. No, absolutely. I don't believe that's
3%
the case.
3% are fake out of accusations?
I don't know what the number is. I mean, can you really put an exact number on that? That it is hard to, they say out of sexual assaults,
I just
forgot
did.
The number. Well, they were suggesting that 6 out of 1,000 sexual assaults result in convictions. 6 out of 1,000. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
How many are even reported?
Well, probably 1 out of 3, yeah. Maybe.
If that.
And then a lot of them don't go, well, yeah, if that, you're right. 1 out of 10, I don't know. And then how many that's don't that, go forward? How many they go, well, we don't really have a case here.
I don't know. Something
but
happened.
But then six out of 1,000? I mean, do we know the 1,000 are really real? I don't know. These numbers are kind of, I'm sure there's something to them. But anyway... So something, I mean, I just, And I hate this because I was looking at him today watching this going, Matt Patricia looks different to me today. Before he looked like, you know, the new coach of the Lions. Today he looks like the, ooh, kind of shady coach. Did something weird. I don't know what.
And it's always going to be there.
Yeah, it is. It will never disappear. I mean, he's got another 25 years as a professional football coach, and it will always sort of
He's a Lions coach. Shadow. He's got maybe four at best.
No, he'll go back to being a defensive coordinator, don't you think? Although that Super Bowl performance isn't going to help
him.
Yeah,
no, Marinelli's doing great.
Morningwig.
Morningwig's doing great.
What about...
Even 0-16.
What about the guy...
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
The guy at Buffalo.
The guy at Buffalo.
The guy who left us
Oh, Schwartz. Schwartz is doing fine.
Schwartz is doing okay.
I already said Marinelli.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. You didn't see his name. It's fine.
Be nice about it.
You're not going to say you were working?
Brandon is really stung by these accusations.
That's why.
I got my coaches mixed up.
Are you going to be okay?
No.
Thanks for the pizza.
You can't have any more.
Yeah.
Brandon was guilted by his wife to buy pizza today.
What?
In a way.
What happened?
100%.
Well, Trudy's always the provider of food.
Yeah.
And so. I get free food sometimes.
Trudy's the one that brings in these grapes that taste like cotton candy and muffins and buffalo wings. And
I've been on a streak.
I'm bringing tacos.
No, that's true. That's true. But she's been on a streak, and so Kristen wanted me to purchase food.
Sweet.
Right, Kristen was trying to equalize it.
I like that.
On my behalf. That was cool. Thank you, Kristen.
Mm-hmm. And we got Domino's, and Jordan delivered it.
Oh, Jordan did?
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't come
I didn't even know that. How's Jordan doing?
Well, I didn't talk to him. Zeus talked to him. Yeah. He didn't have time to come down and chat with the podcast?
No, he probably would, but I kind of messed it up.
Ooh, you racist.
Zeus blew him off. Zeus made an editorial
racist.
Decision.
No black people in the podcast. I'm sorry. I'm joking.
Did this happen during the show? Did I completely miss this?
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yeah.
Everyone has food. I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I had no idea. I'm so blue. That's how intense I am. Those of you listening, you know, not even food can distract me from my mission.
Mags. He's by the pizza boxes.
I know. You better get to it before Mags does. Yikes.
He's got another big walk today. I don't want to get him too loaded up. Is it we're talking to anybody at the press conference? I didn't.
What are they going to add?
Not much. I would just be interested.
There's nothing else to know but what really happened, which are we ever going to find that out?
Yeah.
And why didn't the Lions know?
Anybody care? Since everyone is doing this, anyone care to suggest what happened or what they think happened?
Yeah, spring break. I mean, that's pretty much it. Spring break, anything can happen.
Well, that's sort of what I was thinking was 6 p.m., two guys, a girl, and...
Were they in the room?
Were they in her room?
Yeah.
I believe they were.
Okay.
Except it wasn't her room, but she said she was in that room sleeping, and they just came in and raped her.
Well, she can say she was sleeping, but if they were in the room, something happened. You're not just going to report that.
I wouldn't think so.
It's a money grab.
That's why but what happens if Matt Patricia says, I regret that I was in the room. I regret that, I was intoxicated, but there was no No, he can't say anything like that.
Mm-mm.
He can't say anything.
Mm-mm.
Will he be forced to say anything? Will he be forced to defend himself in some other way?
Unlikely.
Probably.
Very unlikely.
Unless, again, she sees this and says, because, you know, we've seen it with Trump denial, that he pissed Stormy Daniels off. Okay.
What about his fraternity? Could maybe they have buried the thing somewhere?
Huh.
No,
because they showed up for the case and she didn't show up.
Well, but the fraternity brothers probably know all about this. It could be, you know, I have a feeling it's somebody from the fraternity or the football team that is not happy with Matt Patricia's rise to prominence. Because
was it Josh McDaniels? Because he wanted the Lions job?
I don't know.
No, of course not.
I wonder if New England knew about this somehow.
The statement Belichick put out today was that they didn't know. And He's a great guy.
I am inclined to believe that because no one knew when he was hired. No one knew.
To your point about Herb maybe being scorned and pissed off about this, the more people come out and say, what a great guy he is, that might push her a little more to come out and tell the story.
Well, might be what...
Patricia might want to tell people, like, okay, let's just not talk about this anymore. No more statements.
Don't talk about me.
It's kind of like the Brokaw letter that 60 women signed.
Yeah.
That clearly kind of, you know, pissed off that one.
Why don't we cue up Linda Vester? She broke her silence on GMA today. She
broke her silence with the paper.
What's that?
When she put the story out there, she...
But she appeared on broadcast television. She's talking,
she broke her literal
questions.
Silence.
Yeah. She told her story. And that... Brokaw's move, by the way, going to a room and putting his finger on her lips and saying, this is our covenant. This is our covenant. That's the worst fucking line I've ever heard.
This is our
really
covenant.
Bad moves.
I know. The worst. Nerd. Again, nerd.
Yeah.
Who doesn't
fix it?
She liked it. And then he put the same hand, the finger that was on her lips, that hand went around her head and pulled her head towards him, at which point she just squirmed away like, ugh.
Oh, incels.
Time packing. But first, we have another email from Steve, who was raving about the LASIK he got from Dr. Yalda because he's seeing so well. He doesn't need glasses anymore. He's annoyed he waited so long. It was 5 minutes painless, and he's very pleased with the result. He sent us an email. Not the only one. The only thing glasses and contacts can do is mask your real vision problems. You take them off, and you can't see again. Dr. Yalda is the only one in Metro Detroit with a CAT system, CATZ, most advanced LASIK in the world. It gives you better than 20/20 vision. Over 90% of the time, you'll see better than you did with glasses or contacts. And for those of you 50 or older, when you get your free evaluation, you also hear about multifocal lens implants that solve your near and far vision issues for life. So get the free evaluation. Also get the Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES. 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And David Hall, they're mortgaging, they're refining, they're checking rates, they're getting money out of your house, they're getting you a house with no money down, they're doing all those things. And they're a crazy big supporter of the podcast from day one and the old show too, for that matter. And the best place for you to get your mortgage or your refi. And also rates seem to be kind of creeping up. So if you want to lock in a refi or something, it's a pretty good time to do it. I don't want to
better sooner than later.
Yeah. I mean, that's not just me saying it. That's a lot of people saying it. If you're buying a home, considering refinancing, want to take cash out of your home, anything to do with a home loan, contact David Hall. All they care about is client service. You will not see reviews like we read for the Riverwalk Hotel Resort, whatever, yesterday. They have a lot of five-star reviews, and they want to get 1,000 before the year is up, which is really a very ambitious goal, but that's David Hall. Click the Hall Financial logo on our podcast webpage. Fill out the online form. They will get back to you. Or call 248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them Drew and Mike sent you. When you click the link, though, it is nice. They know you're from our show, and they like those tips.
Put you to the front of the line. I don't know if it does, but it sounds nice.
Well, that podcast audience is attractive. I mean, all of our advertisers say the same thing. Anyone who needs your credit, they like our people. Big reason to call or click. Home improvements, shorten the term of your loan, or if you want to buy a new home with little money down, David Hall and his team have all the programs you're looking for, and they're always shopping rates. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker lender, NMLS number 1467435, equal housing lender. And back in the dealsinthed.com studio.
42%, 38%.
The Hall Financial Hotline has not been open. I'm not sure if it will be today because we're going to watch Linda Vester, the Tom Brokaw accuser who got the "This is our covenant" line. That has there ever been a worse line? OJ has some pretty bad lines, but I've never really heard his romantic
lines.
Yeah,
not a come on line. Wow, what are some other famous pickup lines?
That is so bad. It sounds so Tom Brokaw, too.
It really does.
"This is our covenant."
"This is our covenant."
"This is our covenant."
He says he was ambushed, says he was perp-walked. What's your response?
Well, I expected a denial. That is what harassers generally do. What I didn't expect was such a personal attack.
She a Lisa Kudrow-esque in the face.
And what I'm concerned about is the message that sends to women inside NBC News about whether or not they are safe to report somebody who is powerful. If they get that kind of backlash.
In that letter,
they
he
are
describes
now.
You as a colleague who has trouble with the truth. Are you absolutely convinced that everything you remember about that incident, those incidents with Tom Brokaw, what happened?
George, my memory of those incidents is crystal clear. The notes that I took immediately afterward are crystal clear.
Why not at the time say something to others at NBC?
You are fake news.
Let me paint a picture of what it was like inside NBC News when this happened. I was a young reporter just getting started. Tom Brokaw was the most powerful man at the network.
He's not so
hard. So the idea that I could go forward to management and say that I had been assaulted by the most powerful man at the network and a major moneymaker, well, that just wasn't going to get heard. There was HR, but HR was not considered in any way a place where you could go with a complaint about sexual harassment. It was considered a place where you went if your paycheck went to the wrong address. And so for many reasons, I felt it was unsafe to go to NBC, and I never felt safe at NBC News again.
Have they called you since this happened?
Yes, they called my attorney and said they would like to talk to me. And our answer is, as soon as NBC News or NBC Universal hires outside counsel to do a proper, thorough investigation, I will be glad to sit down.
You don't trust them to investigate this themselves?
Well, I think it's common sense. You can't investigate yourself.
You did such a good job of Seacrest.
There's an internal bias. That's how it works. So you have to have outside counsel.
As you know, a lot of women at NBC News have come forward. Some 60 women, some of the highest profile women at the network, have come forward in support of Tom Brokaw, support of his reputation as a colleague.
You show Rachel Maddow and Andrea Mitchell. As if.
And Shriver.
Well, Shriver, I could see someone being a creep to her, although she's a Kennedy.
Wait, but she's a zero at NBC. Those are the three best people they could get.
What has she done in NBC lately?
Nothing. That's what I mean.
She occasionally is on the fluffy end of the Today Show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she is?
Sometimes
filling in.
Life-hacking story. Doesn't do anything.
Wow.
Integrity and decency.
Right. And I support everyone's right to defend, to support a friend. I believe in that. What concerns me is the
right
message
to support a friend.
that petition may have actually sent. The fact that that petition was sent around internally to employees could be viewed by many as intimidation, as pressure not to report any misconduct. What would be really helpful is if those women, the high-profile women especially, would collectively use their voices to call on NBC Universal to hire outside counsel to really get to the bottom of this long-standing, widespread problem of sexual misconduct by multiple men at the top of the power structure of NBC News.
You think it's a culture problem inside NBC News?
I absolutely do.
You said what you want to have happen at NBC News. Is there anything you want from
Tom Brokaw? Boy, ABC loves this story.
Yeah. Well, an apology would be nice, but I think,
think again.
He set the tone for the conversation that's not really helpful. What's so much more important is that NBC News not only investigate the culture broadly, but now there are three women. I'm not the only one who have accused Tom Brokaw of misconduct. And NBC News has yet in over a week to say that it will conduct an investigation into Tom Brokaw.
How do all of us who've, I've known Tom Brokaw for years, watched him for years before that, admired his career,
in a room.
Clearly has a loving family, friends. How do we put all that in context?
Oh, come
how
do you on, put George.
Nothing to do with
this. He's got a dick, okay?
For that very
come
reason.
Come on, because really?
Some people
isn't
might
that
be
a dumb
to
thing to say?
All yes. Harassers look and act like Harvey Weinstein. It's not true. Some of them
look
can look
and
like
act like Harvey Weinstein.
Like Tom Brokaw. And
do you think Harvey ever goes, oh man, what have you pulled into every single gross story? Like now they're ragging on how I look.
I would really think that guy would be so depressed right now.
Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah. Do you know his wife gave an interview? The one that just left him?
Which was kind of full of bullshit.
She knew.
She had to have known.
I don't know. I can't say.
Did she ever look in a mirror and see how hot she is?
Well, I think she's a joke for marrying that slob. I mean, I would think she would know what an power-hungry big head he was, if nothing else.
He left his rehab, and he's looking for someone to direct a documentary on him. he doesn't get it.
Charlie Rose wants to do a show where he interviews people who have been Me Too'd.
And they're like, no thanks, Charlie Rose.
Maybe they should do a creep channel on cable, then can have all creep all the time. And everybody can have a show.
That's what I thought
he's
about
a creep.
Charlie Rose interviewing like Louis C.K. and Kevin Spacey. Like, who would want to be in the building? All the chicks would just be flushed out.
Here's Charlie Rose's pitch.
So I'm going to need one of you guys to head over there pronto, head this thing up. Preferably not a woman. I want somebody with some fucking balls.
I'm sorry. That was NBC's HR about an external investigation.
Can be decent during the day to a lot of people and actually be really kind a lot of the time and yet still have hidden behavior. We need to really fully understand all the ways that sexual harassment manifests in the workplace. If we're really going to get to the root of it and root it out so that men and women can work together and mentor each other and be just fine.
What's next? Any legal action?
I'm not interested in a lawsuit, but nor will I be silent.
What's next for Linda Vester?
I will speak this truth about what happened to me, no matter how uncomfortable it may be for some people to hear, because I want to try to help others. A lot of brave people started this movement, the Me Too movement, and they broke the dam. I am kind of standing on their shoulders, or really following in their footsteps. And
she's
just
talking
to help
awfully cliche like, isn't she?
Yeah, well, it was a very cliche question.
So that we can make it better for everyone. In the
he's really getting the answer that he deserves.
We did reach out to Tom Brokaw and NBC for comment, and a spokesperson for NBC Universal directed us to Brokaw's initial denial. The spokesperson reiterated to us that NBC has invited Linda Vester to meet with them to discuss her allegations. They also point out that their investigation was conducted by NBC Corporate, not the news division, and that they sought the counsel of two outside law firms who validated their investigation.
No, that's that is so lame.
How many other
news
guys?
NBC.
How many other news guys right now are just kind of they're just holding it in. Oh my god.
Rather's freaked out.
We'll see who's left. Rather
Jennings is rolling over in his grave worried.
Oh, Bri Will?
Yeah, no. why not Me Too Peter Jennings if you need some PR? I mean, he can't say anything. Nothing's going to happen.
Brian Williams has been out there bragging about all the stuff he did.
Yeah.
No one believes him.
Yeah, it's Brian Williams, is he so busy bullshitting that he doesn't get a hard-on for women
that's what
at
gets
work
him hard,
underneath
lying,
him?
Lying about all the great things he's done.
that makes total sense.
That's his covenant.
He doesn't look like a guy who would be hitting on girls at work.
What about Lester?
Lester gets so much pussy thrown at him. He doesn't have to Me Too anybody.
I don't think Lester. I can't see Lester doing that. David Muir?
Maybe
some dudes. By the way, what is with the David Muir story? He online, a lot of people claim he's gay.
Yes.
Nobody cares.
He's gay?
No, except for David Muir.
Does he have a girl? Will you search David Muir girlfriend?
He probably has an Instagram.
An Instagram? What, a bunch of pictures of him in Speedos?
Yes. What do you think?
At discos.
Maybe.
Seems like a good guy. I just don't like his story.
Oh, he can be a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether he's gay, straight. I could care less, honestly. But I don't know why there's so many rumors about him being gay. It seems like he would just be gay.
The worst thing about him is the fact that he always wanted to be an anchor.
Yeah.
Wait, who's this chick?
And that they were measuring his height as he grew up in the newsroom. And
it's funny. You search,
pencil marks are still there.
You search girlfriend, and the one that comes up is Gio Benitez, who is out of the closet and works for ABC.
He and Gio are pretty close there. Almost touching heads.
That ain't right. The internet does that on its own?
A lot of pictures with Sam Champion, too.
Yeah, boy.
Is Sam Champion out of the closet?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why did I not know that?
He came out of the closet a long time ago,
okay.
I guess.
Well, he's only on the weekends. But
he used to be every morning, though.
I'm not even paying attention.
He's really good.
And his I noticed it because of his apparel.
Mm.
Oh.
Well, it's
he
funny.
He was just a very well-dressed, sometimes a little,
The weekend people.
Queer eye.
Except swimsuits. He doesn't have good swimsuit fashion.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
It is kind of funny how.
What?
They're constantly ragging him on the weekend. Oh, is that Sam Champion?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always ragging him on the weekend about having such a great tan and being Mr. Soak Rays. And
yeah. Mm. Well, then, now we know why.
There's no trace of David Muir having a girlfriend online.
Scrubbed.
Not even a college girlfriend?
I don't see anything of the sort.
Really?
Maybe he's an incel.
Ooh, that could be. Playing the long game.
No, he could get laid if he wanted to. Well, let's try boyfriend.
You're going to get pictures of Gio Benitez and Sam Champion.
The ABC of ABC's David Muir sexuality. Is he gay, bisexual, or?
An incel.
Wait, David Muir is a gay. Hold on. Is a gay? What site is this? David Muir is a gay. Finally, with boyfriend Sean, started living as a life partner.
Okay, cool.
Being one of the most prominent television personality in media world, David Muir has always been in the limelight, whether it's due to his work as a profession. David Muir is better known for his most interesting part of David Muir is his true sexuality. It is openly revealed that he is gay.
Oh, okay.
David's attraction towards his male partner and colleagues has never been hidden. Colleagues?
Has never been hidden?
In the media and other people. Whether his affections toward male or going on a date with male friends, he's always been spotted in the camera of media. David's been keeping most part of his private life matters in a secretive way. What is this site?
Man, he loves himself on his Instagram.
Does he?
Yeah.
Any pictures in Speedos?
No, he likes to look rugged.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Confirm. Oh. Gay rumored David Muir boyfriend Gio Benitez.
Oh, see?
No, but Gio has his own boyfriend, doesn't he?
I thought so. We're spending way too much time on this.
That's a hot couple.
Oh, here's a picture of this boyfriend. Okay. See, Trudy? He's dating that guy. Oh, wait, never mind. He's interviewing Dr. Hawking.
Is Gio Benitez has been out?
Yeah. Yes.
Why do I not know any of this?
You ain't paying attention.
You didn't realize there was pizza in the room for...
Don't drag me into this.
In several months, the 44-year-old television presenter is surrounded by the gay rumors, but why? Is he really a gay or straight?
Why is it a gay? I don't know that dude.
This is a different site. Hawk doesn't know Muir or Benitez?
No, there was that picture of Muir has with him and Hawk.
Banged his sister, though.
Aw.
What?
Hawk.
Many don't. Many girls go crazy for him. It looks as if Muir has a different taste. Tons of girls felt disheartened after rumors regarding Muir being a gay started swirling all around the world. Muir had been dating his coworker, Gio Benitez.
Broke
the internet.
What?
It broke the internet. First time since John Gosselin, right? They were spotted holding hands.
I just broke the internet.
They were spotted holding hands together. The most unbelievable thing was that they were caught together going to gay bars.
Really?
It's for a story.
Did that picture come up, Mark?
Yeah, tons of them did.
Yeah. Wow.
It just doesn't seem like he would be going to gay bars. He's too serious. He's just too serious for that.
He's basically David Hogg grown up.
Yeah. Oh, he seems a little... more well-rounded to me.
Really?
It just seems friendlier. No
really?
Hogg seems...
Hey, it sounds like someone's got a crush. It was like curiosity.
No, seriously. If you think he's so handsome, go marry him.
Oh, Gio came out previously with his boyfriend named Tommy Daddario, who is a menswear blogger. Well, there they are. Oh. I bet that makes Muir jealous.
Imagine that three-way.
Oh.
Or don't.
View more on Instagram. Okay, I'll bite.
Whoa, look at him.
Yeah, he's bullish.
Who's that dude?
It's him.
It's Gio Benitez's boyfriend.
Tommy Daddario.
Or husband.
Oh, my God. Does this guy have a T-shirt that isn't undersized? Apparently not.
When he wears one, yeah.
Well, they're in the water.
The picture of them sitting there, the one that you showed me, he's got one of those manspread deals going on, the boyfriend does.
Ooh.
What's that?
Oh, he's for his under eye circles.
What do those do?
Moisturize.
Oh. Is this something gay men do that I don't do?
Yeah, or, you know, metrosexuals.
I thought maybe it was something that made you extra hot, having those semicircles under your eyes.
Oh, no,
like,
that's
I want to wear eye black. I think I look better with eye black. I saw an old baseball picture, and I was like, I should wear eye black all the time.
No, that's just, isn't his head on the pillow? That's what he does when he goes to bed at night.
Okay. Thank you for defining the picture for me, Trudy.
Nope.
He is on a pillow, so apparently he is going to bed with
semicircles
under his eyes.
Yeah, the little patches for swelling and stuff.
That's delightful. There was a big story about... Sri Thanadar. Do you know much about Sri Thanadar? Possibly
our
next...
Yeah, I'm sick of his commercials.
That's a great name.
Those ads are all the time. He's got so much money.
He had to introduce us.
And we know about his puppy mill.
Yeah.
How old do you think he is?
Shri?
Yeah, Shri Thanadar.
50.
50, yeah.
63.
What?
Whoa. I know.
He looks great for us.
I was blown away. He looks like a kid.
It's that hair.
Yeah.
He has a dream. He wants to be the governor of Michigan. And also...
president.
He's fascinated with the American presidency. I would love to run for president. Here's my dream. If I'm an outstanding governor for this state, maybe someone will say we can change the Constitution and let me run.
Wait. Change the Constitution?
He's
not, born
not
here?
From here.
No.
That's a nice dream, I guess.
I'm dreaming about doing porn.
Oh, we all have different dreams.
Thanadar has emerged as a competitive, even leading candidate in some recent polls.
I never dreamt that this could happen.
It's pretty wild. He has the best name recognition among three Democratic candidates running for governor in Michigan.
Wow, you know, what's happened to Whitmer?
Oh, I don't know. She's
like
just
number one and
forgotten.
Just going,
nobody knows her. Thanadar landed in the U.S. for the first time February 1979, a day when the thermometer read 22 degrees. Who cares? He wore the sandals and thin sweater he brought from India on his way to a Ph.D. scholarship program at University of Akron.
Wow.
He loves to tell audiences on the campaign trail he arrived with $20 in his pocket, minus the $4 he paid for two beers on the transatlantic flight.
Oh, he's a drunk.
He's fun.
can't save his money. He's spitting on beer.
Actual audio of him on the flight, cutting up. He's the son of a court clerk and a revered mother. Promised immigration officials...
What has he done? Can you tell me?
As a condition of getting his visa to study, that he wouldn't stay in the U.S. But the freedoms he enjoyed, the social life he led, filled with concerts, art, theater, and a few girlfriends, convinced him he wasn't going to return to his native India.
Oh, so now
get him
out of
here!
Now he's a liar.
He overstayed his visa?
He wanted to.
A liar. He sounds like he's horny as all hell.
Yeah, he wants to bang all these American chicks. He thinks our chicks are loose. He can just come over here and bang them and go home. I don't think so, Thanadar.
He's into recreational cannabis, though. He wants to legalize that.
Yeah.
There are less social taboos and more personal freedom. It's the most powerful democracy in the world, and I had gotten used to it. It was difficult to speak against the government in India. I felt so good about being here.
Oh, so you go somewhere where it's easy to do it.
His PhD in Ohio led to a job in '82 as a researcher in the chemistry department at the University of Michigan. A job he didn't particularly like.
I'm starting to like this guy.
But he's a bit of a user.
Yeah.
The university promised to sponsor him for a green card.
And?
While he waited for the document that would allow him to stay in the U.S., he still longed for the familiarity of his home in Belgaum, India. Well, make up your mind. You said you liked it here.
Yeah, what a flip-flopper.
Exactly. As soon as he got the green card in '84, he got his first real job as a research chemist. He blows off Michigan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Helped him get the green card. At Petrolite in St. Louis, but he delayed the start of his job so he could return to India for a month.
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
Because he was desperate to find a wife.
What? This guy's sex crazed.
The marriage tradition in India is much different, but it was a welcome distraction for Shri Thanadar because he was lonely and heartbroken from three failed relationships with women he met in Ohio and Ann Arbor. His parents arranged interviews with three suitable women, arranged marriage. But Thanadar wasn't interested.
Did you bang my wife?
He wasn't interested in any of them. Picky.
Oh, man.
So he placed a...
Sex-crazed and picky.
He placed a classified ad in Indian newspapers and got dozens of responses.
Nice.
So he thinks he's hot.
Took him out for a ride.
Wow.
One of the last women he interviewed, Shamal, won his heart, and within a few weeks, the young couple was married, and Thanadar was on his way back to start his job in St. Louis. Nice they just wait for him to find some ass. Imagine telling your job, look, I got to find some ass, and then I'll start. How's that?
I'll be right back. I'm going to look for some ass.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
Is she? Where's her picture?
That's not Shamal. That's his current wife, I believe.
There's a tough story.
Oh, well, he's sex crazed.
There's a tough story coming. I'll just warn you.
Oh, really?
Yes. So he threw himself into his work, but once again grew bored and frustrated with his bosses and didn't think he could climb the ladder. So he decided, I want to be the head of a company. I have to buy my own company.
Wow, man, is this guy entitled. Wants to be head of a company. Wants to be president.
So
woman.
He bought a small chemical company in 1991 in St. Louis for $75,000, which fixed problems with products made by other companies. Khmer Analytical Services. Sounds like a BS company, doesn't it? Went from a three-person shop to a company with $12 million in profits and 500 employees by 2008.
Wow.
Well, he tells voters he didn't come from privilege and that he knows the sting of poverty. His CEO lifestyle in St. Louis was very opulent.
Oh.
18,000 square foot mansion, 150 seat theater.
Wait, how big?
18,000 square feet.
What?
150-seat theater.
Whoa.
And pools with flowing fountains and expensive cars, a Mercedes, a Lamborghini, and a Rolls.
I was going to say, who needs that much square footage? But really, why do you need a 150-seat theater?
I'm going to burn up the rubber with my Lamborghini.
I mean, even if it's at a third capacity, that's too many people in your 18,000 square foot house.
Yeah, they host Bollywood night.
Who drives the third fancy car? The Mercedes, the Rolls, and the Lamborghini. He's always got a car sitting.
I thought it was always a good time to get fucking rich.
And he had $1 million oceanfront condo near Miami.
Ooh.
But the gilded home and business life came crashing down. His wife was racked with worry about their life and family and suffered from depression. Ended up taking her own life with an overdose of drugs.
Uh-huh.
Yes, leaving two young sons behind.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Within 6 months, he was thinking of remarrying, not only to have a partner for himself, but someone who could help him raise Neil and Samir. He used the same classified ad method and visited India multiple times over the next 2 years, interviewing dozens of women.
Wait, why did he have to go back to India to find wife number two?
He wanted to use the same classified ads. It worked once. He's a pragmatic man.
But doesn't that seem to be a big factor in her suicide? Was that he took her from India?
I don't know. I can't keep
repeating history.
Interviewing dozens of women, ultimately marrying his second wife, Shashi, in a much smaller ceremony. My wife, Shashi, is a hero to me. She came to a very foreign country, to a family that was broken and hurting. She came in and made it a home. So then he decided to expand his business.
Do you really have any other choices?
She sounds hot.
I'm not sure she wasn't just kind of plugged into the current situation to fix it. She was a fixer. He borrowed $24 million and purchased seven small chemical and pharmaceutical development companies. One of his companies was placed into receivership.
Uh-oh.
As 118 beagles and 55 monkeys were supposed to be used for testing, were still in the facility. The receiver tried to place the animals in pet shelters, but the company fought, saying the receiver should try to recoup the cost of the animals, which could have been as high as $445,000, by selling them to another research facility. Oh, he wants those animals dead!
Well, they're already being researched upon.
The receiver ended up keeping on a couple of the facility's employees to take care of the animals, which were transferred to pet shelters.
Wait, the monkeys were too?
That's what it says.
Monkeys go to pet shelters?
I don't know.
Then
I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
I think those monkeys did not make it to the shelter.
Thanadar defends his company's decisions. The USDA mandates certain animal research to be done on new medicines. It's fine if people want to call me all the names they're going to call me, but we have chosen to live with modern medicine, and modern medicine can't be invented without human and animal testing. These are facts! He tells prospective supporters he's financially savvy businessman who can solve the state's fiscal woes, but he lost the companies he started because of poor financial investment right before the start of a recession. The court dockets in St. Louis are littered with lawsuits against him and the owners who bought Avamim Holdings for $33.6 million, including $20 million that went to Thanadar, have sued him. They say he inflated Avamim's performance in the months before the sale and fraudulently jacked up the company's price. The suit is still pending. He's shown little interest in voting since moving to Michigan.
Oh, that's another issue.
Yeah, he missed some votes. Inconsistencies between the personal story he tells in the book and the pronouncements on the campaign trail are apparent. One of the stories he tells is packing up an Impala he bought for $200 in Akron and fitting all his earthly belongings into the car for the trip to Ann Arbor. But in the book, his Impala blew up in Akron, and he replaced it with a Mazda.
What?
Which wouldn't sit well with Michigan voters and their loyalties to big three vehicles. In an email to the Free Press, he acknowledged the inconsistency but didn't explain different versions of the story because I guess in the second story he says he doesn't mention the car, the Impala blowing up.
Oh, how convenient.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
Exactly. That's a dumb thing to deny, isn't it? Isn't that dumb?
Maybe he didn't pay for it. Maybe someone else bought it.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for it. So I pay for everything around here, right?
Exactly.
It's OJ's car. I own all the cars.
It happens all the time.
I got to tell you, I've seen this dude a lot on, you know, TV, from commercials. I had no idea he was 63. I thought this guy was like 35.
I thought he was like 40.
It's the hair.
Honestly. Yeah, the hair. He's got a young-looking face, though. Doesn't he look young in the face?
Curious again.
Really weird hair.
David Muir, now him.
Check out that $200 haircut.
Bi Curious Thursday.
Really? Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
Friday, technically.
Okay, Bi Curious.
Thursday, technically.
Bi Curious
Friday for the audience. I don't think.
Who knows who's next?
I don't think Shree's my type.
See you on Friday.
Although I'd be marrying up. He's a wealthy guy.
You go respond to his ad.
I'd be driving a Rolls or a Lamborghini.
You'll have to move to India, though, to see his ad. Is that where it was? India or Pakistan?
Yeah, India. That is, he really could not meet an American. I think he likes the way women from India are raised and their values, perhaps. And he likes sort of maybe women here a little too independent, a little too westernized for his taste.
Could be. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
They speak up when they disagree and things like that.
Mm. It could be inconvenient.
I'm not sure.
His house is awesome.
That's a damning insinuation, but
he likes plugging women into his life.
Where's his house now?
Well,
can I see his house?
That's the one in St. Louis.
Oh, jeez. Crap.
It's not this one here?
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah, and it's got all the overhead shots.
Where does he live? No, that's the one outside St. Louis.
Oh, shit.
Wow, look at this.
The 6 months he replaces her because he needs somebody to take care of the kids was sort of a...
Well, you know, you got to be pragmatic. He's busy running his companies into the ground.
They do say don't marry people for love, just...
Wait, who says...
I know.
It's the new thing.
There are a lot of cynical people out there when it comes to that sort of thing. Well, yeah. Casa Thanadar looks pretty cool.
Casa Thanadar.
That's what he calls it.
Oh, my God. Sure. Look how much taller Clinton and Obama are.
What is he? Like 5'2"?
He is short.
But he's still 63. I think that's the biggest surprise.
Wow. Who does he look like? Doesn't he look like somebody...
I don't know. It depends on what is.
I don't know how old I am. No.
Depends on which haircut he has.
He doesn't. He can't be 63. I think he's lying about his age.
I'm making.
Why would he
older?
Say he's older?
I don't know. He thinks maybe he sounds more established. Okay, he's got a picture with every major politician ever.
What does he look? Yeah, he does. It's driving me nuts. That looks like a cardboard cutout of Clinton. he hasn't moved in any of the photos.
Is he 5 feet tall? 5'1"?
Maybe. 5'2" or 3".
By the way, I was thinking about this. Is height on men, is that not the great discrimination that will never go away?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that okay?
Making fun of short guys?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not necessarily that it's okay.
But, you know, people don't go around saying, oh, you're fat to chicks or.
No,
to their face.
Well, I wouldn't, you know, say that to a guy's face.
But I just think
you are so tiny.
Aren't there a lot of jokes about guys who are short? I mean, well, actually, guys crack on guys for being short, but
I think I have the you know bad belief system that it affects their personality because they feel they're compensating
that
for their lack of
that certainly happens. But I mean, generally speaking, I don't know.
He's
I just
a little guy.
I know so many guys who are 5'8", 5'6", whatever, who are, you know, bad motherfuckers. And I know plenty of guys that are 6'4", who are, you know, rail thin and major pussies.
Right.
So it really doesn't.
Well, the best example is Righteous Rick. He's like 5'1". Yeah. He's ripped.
Irrepressible.
Hi, Rick.
I just think, they're...
Oh, real funny, Mark.
I mean, he's 5 foot. He's
isn't it really one of the ugly biases, though, that does not... I mean, do you ever hear people talking about, boy, people are really shitty. You'll hear about every victim on this planet, especially in this country, but you'll never hear anything about, boy, it's really shitty, will you talk about short men in this country?
Well, first of all, if short men want to organize, then they have to admit that they're short men. And the second thing is, who's going to organize for them, on behalf of them, other taller people? That would seem like...
Well, people get angry on behalf of everyone else, but who's getting angry on behalf of short men? Aren't I doing it right now? Aren't I just joining the club of outrage that it doesn't belong to me, necessarily?
Seems kind of soft.
Not anymore.
Well, I mean, okay. Does a bias response team sound soft?
I wonder. I bet.
Ooh, I wonder if this bias response team would respond to a guy who got nailed for being called a Napoleon or something.
Today, I bet.
I think the bias response team would laugh at him.
Probably. They probably make fun would. Of him for being short.
They would. Hey, we were talking about Clinton briefly there. Did you see the Lewinsky thing?
That is horseshit, by the way.
Why is
I
that
felt
horseshit?
Bad for her.
How can you?
I felt bad for her too. Yeah.
Yeah. How can you uninvite someone to an event, a formal event?
She should have just showed. She should pretend she never got the message. Just
yeah.
show.
Yeah. Well, it's too late now because she objected about it.
Yeah, but. She was invited to something because then Clinton was later invited and accepted. They uninvited her, which makes me think: did he go? Is Malika gonna be there?
I don't want to go.
It does seem. It is very strange the way that happened.
Actually, that doesn't seem his style. You think he would want to go if she was there to maybe see if there's anything.
I haven't talked to Monica. I've been rooting for her. I know she did so well with her handbags.
See if the magic's still there.
She was on that reality show with the mask. I thought it was a great idea. She was a great host.
I've been rooting for her.
I follow her on Twitter.
She's got a great Instagram page.
Do you think she follows her on Twitter? What if Clinton followed?
Well, if he did, he saw.
Hell yeah, I hit
Dear
that.
Dear world.
She's a great follow.
I hit that.
Please don't invite me to an event, and then after I've accepted, uninvite me because Bill Clinton decided to attend.
She said that?
Yes.
Really? I didn't know she popped off. I just heard she was uninvited.
Emily Post would not approve. Signed, me, peace sign.
Ooh.
Peace out, Monica.
By the way, what's the event? Because I have a feeling that I would never want to go to this event.
It's about social change.
Oh. Okay, I wouldn't want to go. I think she's lucky she was uninvited. Why did she want to go?
Oh, because she's huge.
Something
in
to
that.
Do, yeah.
I mean,
she's an anti-bullying.
She is a big champion of the anti-bullying.
Well, she's doing a great job because nobody's bullying anymore. I mean, she has really turned that thing around.
Well, that's
when you're
of
ground
Melania.
Zero. But when you're ground zero, you got to take the bull by the horns and run.
I don't. By the way, I don't understand why. Oh, I want to see the channel how Channel 4 covers the. Patricia responds. They've got to have man on the street, right?
Oh, I hope so. Paper had man on the street. They talked to fans, the newspaper, the Freep.
Oh, but it's always more fun when there's video.
Yeah. And they're caught off guard.
Can you
want to
bring up the audio?
Or misrepresented it with disregard to the consequence and pain that it would create for another person.
Does he have a high voice?
I find it unfair. And upsetting.
This isn't the lead story.
That someone would
just
bring
like
this claim up over 2 decades later.
Really?
For the sole purpose of hurting my family, my friends, and this organization.
I don't believe
Lions
that.
Management says they believe Patricia's account. They will continue to support him, but the NFL says it will review the information.
Knocking off NFL.
Years, PCBs have been a big concern
okay.
in St.
Louis. So it's a big nothing. Yeah. It's over.
There's got to be a man on the street. I'll look for it.
I wonder if he knows... Who spilled this? I mean, the way he talks, he really makes it sound like someone did this to fuck with him and
his
family.
Family.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even pretend to... I don't know. Would he really...
No, I would not think he would know. I wouldn't... How would you know? How would you find out?
You wouldn't. Unless only a handful of people knew, but it was public at the time.
It sounds like the Detroit News has been working on this for a while. Yeah.
Huh.
I wonder if there was any objection within that operation about doing that story.
Why? I think it's newsworthy. You don't think it's newsworthy in today's climate? Is this one of those, why is this a story?
No, I think it is a story. It's a shitty story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real drag. It's like, he is painted with this forever. It never leaves. Once you read the story, I can see why people do respond that way sometimes, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. But.
It's a story.
I think the way the story reads that, you know, the police report's gone. The DA doesn't remember it. She won't talk about it. She was. Requested multiple times and refused to speak of it. She refused to testify. It starts to sound like we're just telling you to tell you because nothing can come of it. We can't learn anymore unless he tells us.
Right,
and he's
now,
not going to tell us anything right now.
Or
yeah.
Unless she comes forward.
But, you know, once the story comes out, yeah, she, like I said, maybe the way he talked about it, like he was the victim, might piss her off if he's not the victim.
But I think it's newsworthy that the new head of an NFL team was once indicted for a possible rape, and then it was dismissed.
Yeah, like I said, I don't like the story. I just
it's a shitty story.
Yeah, it's a terrible
but it's
story.
Newsworthy.
Well, of course it is. If I mean, you could take almost any person of significance, any person who's a public figure in this town, if they had a rape indictment 22 years ago, yeah, it would absolutely be of interest. But, it, you know, what if it came out after one season of coaching the Lions? Would you feel any differently? Because I'm not sure, you know, I'm because it is sort of just a, hey, look at this story. But yeah, I agree.
But remember, what's the first thing I said to you when I got here was, I think it's amazing that the Lions didn't know.
Well, that's a side of the story. That's to sort of an offshoot of the story. Yeah, it is, but...
But that doesn't exist with the other part of the story.
But it is just a, hey, check this out story. Because unless something happens, then I don't think anything's going to happen. Well, who knows? Maybe something will happen.
Very unlikely.
I think it would be... I got to tell you, if, you know, this is why I'm not in journalism. If I found this out and I found out all the things they found out, I would feel really shitty doing the story because all you're doing is you're completely bumming out his family, his kids. It's just a big drag. But that's not your job to decide what's a bummer or why. Well, what value it is, because it doesn't. All it does is it stains him. It leaves the stain on him for something he was not convicted of.
Yeah. He was indicted. That's something.
Yeah, but
no,
was,
I know.
It's a shitty story. It sucks.
He's a big public figure too.
Yeah,
he probably could have been assistant coach his whole life, and it never would have come out.
I think when I originally read it, and I felt even worse about it when I first read it, I was probably influenced by the fact that he seems to be considered of such high character. But again, you know, this is the weird thing about these stories. Once this comes out, will two more women come out and say
high character? So was Cosby. Yeah. High character. I mean, everybody loved it. He was America's dad.
Well, that's
But there's something to be said for the people that are like, you should be fired, which is ludicrous. You should not be fired for it.
Yeah, it's tough because you don't know. You don't know what happened. And again, every time I start to go, boy, what a bad idea. I do kind of creep back to, what are these two guys doing?
Yeah.
What's going on? What happened in that room?
Sound curious.
Spring break, man. Crazy shit happens in spring break.
It does.
Raping? I mean, really?
No excuse.
Do people go to spring break with the intent to, I'm just going to do some raping.
That's the weirdest thing about the Me Too thing.
Spring rape 96!
I swear, the weirdest thing about the Me Too thing is finding out what guys do to girls.
Yeah.
Like this guy chokes them and spits on them and, you know, and beating off in front of chicks all the time. Chicks you've just met. Hey, I'm going to try my beat off in front of her move.
It's our covenant.
You see the...
it's our covenant, the great one-liners.
The kink community is really upset about Snyderman because he claimed it was consensual choking. They're like, that's not how it works. I have to find that article.
How does it work?
I was
curious about that. What's with all the choking?
You gotta have a safe word.
Oh yeah, they should ask what a safe word was.
Whiskey.
Probably wasn't one.
He didn't say he didn't have a safe word.
He didn't say that, but
many members of the kink community are outraged at Snyderman. I know, what is the kink community?
My safe word will be whiskey.
What was that?
Whiskey.
So you mean whiskey?
What?
You're saying it weird.
Saying what weird?
Maybe he had a safe word. We don't know. He didn't.
I had no idea. There was a kink community.
Kink community? Oh, they're huge. A Seattle dominatrix named Mistress Matisse called any non-negotiated encounter abuse. End of story. So you're supposed to negotiate the choking beforehand, Drew. Others expressed hope that it would.
We said they were role-playing out of it.
Huh? Well, yeah, but they didn't know.
If you plan it out.
He said they were role-playing. When I hear role-playing, I mean, is he the only one role-playing? The other person wasn't role-playing? I mean, it doesn't seem like it's fun to play a role if the other person isn't involved.
E.J. Yeah. Dixon, an editor on Men's Health, writes about dating and sex, wrote that the kink community, quote, puts a premium on consent. It's one of the basic tenets of BDSM, she wrote. Often sex acts will be negotiated beforehand in the form of
contracts. If the two people didn't want to do it, who the fuck would be in the BDSM world?
All right, on Act 3, this is when I'll start choking you. What?
I don't think it goes like that. I think it's one of those things where, hey, can I handcuff you? Oh, yeah. Well, and then,
of course, but why did
they
you
step
say
it up?
Contracts.
Well, oh, you know so much.
She wants it so bad.
Anyone practicing BDSM responsibly will implement a safe word to make clear that they're uncomfortable if anything happens.
I wonder what Master Bob's was.
Ooh.
cake.
Well, would he have the safe word? He was the master.
Food is for food.
Ugh.
Jeez.
I know, Master Bob. That was that story. I did not understand that story about the chick he flew out to sea in Utah, was it, or Denver?
Denver. It was in Colorado, wasn't it?
Oregon. Yeah, she was. She was going
to Oregon
for the tryout.
For the tryout, and he just beat the shit out of her. Insisted on driving her car. Insisted on
that's the weirdest.
Putting her napkin in her lap.
He was a cheap tipper.
Yeah, I know. Everybody hated him. Everywhere she took him, they hated him.
Everybody hated him everywhere.
She couldn't wait till he left. Yeah, Sebum had big time.
I remember his zitty neck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Boils. He had boils.
And he thought those sunglasses were so cool.
Oh yeah.
Where is he in the prison system now?
Not to brag, but the doctor said it was the biggest boil they had ever seen.
He actually really went in on that. He actually really went in on that boil.
Not to brag, but the doctor said it was the biggest boil they had ever seen. Of course, I hadn't seen it because it was on my backside. But what came out of there was crazy. It was so voluminous and viscous, like sour cream or curdled milk. Kind of. Here, put your finger in this pat of butter. Oh, no, never mind. It was way softer than this. But anyway, when he applied pressure, it just started spindling out.
Oh, gross.
And it kept coming and coming and coming. I mean, the full load could have fed a family of four.
Oh, Bob.
Gross.
I could see him doing well in prison because he likes to run things. The mayor. Yeah. Was he the mayor of what? The mayor of... Mayor of something street.
Middlesex? Mayor Middlesex?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, no, he liked it because there was sex in the name.
Ew.
He was in all those stupid organizations, and he thought he was Mr. Boss Man. He was on all these committees. And
dope.
He had a slave. Well, not besides the sex slaves. He had, what's his name? The giant?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the giant guy that wasn't was so all there.
Henchman?
Yeah. Who's in prison? What's his name? Yeah, that's the guy who spilled the whole thing.
Gents.
Yeah.
Joe Gents.
He knew so many weird characters. Yeah. Was that story evolved? God, that was a weird story.
Mm. I think the weirdest one was his daughter finding him on the alt website.
And him saying that he needed to, he wasn't sure he could get it up, and he needed to find out if it was Jane, her mother, or if... Like alt.com could get him off.
You're already explaining too much.
Your mom's having a hard time getting me hard, so I'm trying to see if this works, and if so, then your mom and I got a problem.
That's so weird.
No, you cover up,
he can't
slam the door.
His penis hard, no matter how much he tries.
And what was the text he had that she saw on his phone?
Oh, balls, I can't remember.
Something.
Just lay a ding-a-ling on a popsicle stick and put a couple rubber bands around it, and you can say, you know, sorry, it's not like the old days, but it's going to have to do, you know?
Remember in court?
He deleted and said, hey, what are you talking about? It's not there. What are you talking about? Hey, look.
Yeah, good move.
In
you're
court,
so quick.
That one chick just, God, she screamed like he can't get it up. We'll have to.
That's right. Yeah, he can't get it up.
Right in front of all those people.
Where's his prison picture? I want to see his updated prison picture.
Is he in the Otis?
He seems to be going with the shorter hair now. He thinks the buzz cut was.
The glasses.
Cool. That was a good look. Yeah.
Oh, but better to show off your boils.
He was having health issues, though. What was wrong with him? Was his heart?
Sebum.
Was it the sebum? I think he had an overabundance of sebum on his head.
He had to wear blue blockers, remember? So there's something wrong with his eyes.
Fake!
I know, that sounds
there you
ridiculous.
Go. There, here he is in Otis.
Oh, let me see.
Come on, open up. It's not opening now. That's going to be the picture.
Oh.
Oh, he looks happy.
Looks like he's lost weight.
Yeah.
What if he's getting ripped?
Oh, he shrank.
6'3", 265.
Nice hair, Bob.
Master Bob.
Oh, well, it might have his aliases.
I see a lot of sebum in his hair.
What? Yeah.
He doesn't have a right ring fingertip?
What?
Yeah, that's one of his right finger amputations. It's one of his marks.
Gross. I think he's pretty sebumated.
Is that the little finger, that is, isn't it?
That is a word.
Sebumated?
Yes, he's absolutely sebumated.
Piece of shit.
Hey, maybe one of you guys will check it out. It could be in 3D, but I was reading about the Tom Hanks movie where he's playing Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems ridiculous.
He only plays real people now.
It's true.
Might be good.
Tom Cruise, he's not the...
Tom Hanks, I'm sorry.
Tom Hanks. Oh.
You said
wrong
Hanks.
Tom.
I thought I did. Yeah, wrong Tom. That's right. It's the Tom my mom likes.
Tom, your mom.
I don't know. Fred Rogers is pretty cool.
I think the Mr. Rogers story, I mean, if they really
I'd rather
know
see, there's a big
stuff.
Documentary on him. I'd rather see the documentary.
Yeah, I hope they show all of his kills in Vietnam and then badass. How he turns it into the PBS show.
Hey! What? What are you talking about?
He's got all those tattoos on his arms and stuff.
I know. I read about the documentary that apparently, this is going to come as a surprise to a lot of people. Apparently he was bullied quite a bit as a child.
Aww. Oh, Fred was?
Yes.
Aww.
Speaking of bullying, you know, Monica Lewinsky, Miss Anti-Bullying, the First Lady, of course, is working so hard on
she's
bullying.
She's doing a great job.
They all are.
Be best.
Why can no one stop bullying? I mean, it seems bullying only goes up. No matter how many people say it's wrong. Does bullying really go up? Yes, it's chic. It's absolutely
it's
chic.
It's in.
Bullying is
in. Well, maybe we just are paying more attention to any kind of bullying.
I don't think so. I think there's more bullying.
Oh, online? Well, my stupid Twitter account, there's bullies on there.
Twitter doesn't count for anything.
Yeah, it does.
Well, but I mean, in the schools, do you think there's as much bullying in schools
now?
Yeah,
it sounds like it.
Really?
It absolutely sounds like it. It does.
Haven't you seen that scene in 21 Jump Street when they go back to school?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're amazed that everybody's so nice to each other. You don't think kids are more aware now?
So that's what.
No, I think kids are mean as ever.
Really?
Because I think they go on social media and they say shit, and it's the typed word, and it's not the same as saying something to people. I don't know. Am I crazy?
No.
It just seems like every time there's a bullying story, it's like, wow, you would think that would have been stopped. And there's always the schools always like, oh, we didn't know about it, or
but we are hyper aware of it.
Hey, if you're out there, fuck you.
No, I think the internet has caused sort of a normalization of bullying.
It's chic. It's fun. What's more fun to do online than bully people?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, really, look at how prevalent it is.
I'm not into it. But.
I mean, kids are committing suicide in droves because they can't. They're just getting pounded senselessly online. Seems like it.
What type of shitty person does that?
Why are there tougher kids then?
Look at how many people you hear about as adults that, oh, they were bullied as a kid. It's like every other person was bullied as a kid, it seems like.
Yeah, it seems like everybody that was raised in the 50s was molested, too.
Well, they probably were. But Monica Lewinsky is doing a wonderful job. She's drawn so much awareness, and I'm sure FLOTUS will, she'll be best. What's be best after, is that the bullying thing, be best, or is that something different?
It's just, I guess, for kids to be
best.
Best.
Did anyone, I know I said something, and people, apparently I missed, I guess a lot of people were talking about it, but I saw that story in the morning, it come out earlier the previous afternoon, and I just tweeted out, be best, wouldn't that be better, is be the best, and why didn't anyone...
A lot of people made fun of that.
Can anyone... edit the president or the first lady? Is there a rule that neither one can ever be asked for their materials to be looked at before they present them to the world?
No.
Neither one of them. And additionally, when I looked further into it, because somebody said check this link out, and I went to it, the programming,
great,
whatever this be best thing was, by the way, does anyone say be best? Hey, be best.
No, be your best or be the best.
So how did that get out? I mean, I really don't care because it's the first lady, and somebody even said on my Twitter, was like, how did you even pay attention? So, I don't know. I just saw be best, and I was like, be best.
It just sound weird.
It sounds weird. So anyway, the link was talking about how the materials in the be best literature, there was some little brochure.
Oh, right.
And it was, the majority of it was stolen.
Oh, boring.
Plagiarized.
Stolen from Mrs. Obama.
it was one slide, and they claim that the department that came from offered it to them. And
yeah, stock clip art, man.
They changed the credits, though, once they found they, you know, that where they were busted for that. And it's like, what a mess. How could
be
they
Be better
not?
Was Michelle Obama's campaign. So this is be best. Be better, be best.
Be better makes sense. Be best.
Yeah, but best is
be
better.
Okay,
than better.
I guess it could make sense.
It's a step.
Yeah, but if you're going, if you're saying be better, I would go to be the best.
Wait, is there an implication that this is just trying to one up the Obamas on another thing?
Yes.
Oh my.
Absolutely. Doesn't it sound that way? Are you kidding? Wait. Really, Michelle Obama's was be better?
Yeah. The catchphrase that Michelle Obama delivered to a rapturous audience during an interview with Oprah.
That's funny how. none of us knew be better.
No,
none of us.
Fuck no.
It's like she probably was out there promoting it every second of the day. She probably slept 2 hours a day for 2 years trying to get
out of here.
Out there, and no one heard it.
No one wants to be.
Well,
they want to be worse.
I just find first lady stuff to be so boring. I can't pay attention to it until I saw Be Best. It was like, Be Best?
They say that.
But if it's based on
Be
Better.
Oh, what about that time Nancy was on Different Strokes? That was pretty huge.
Well, Say No to Drugs got.
What a failure.
That was a hook.
The reason it stuck was people went, fuck you!
And did drugs because
they did more drugs.
They do say, though, that the little pamphlet, the booklet on the internet and teenagers and bullying was plagiarized down to the page number errors.
That's what I saw, the page number errors. I didn't see the page number errors.
Pagination errors, yeah.
Okay, come on, really? Doesn't she have like 16 people on her staff?
Yeah, for sure.
So what the fuck do they do?
That's my favorite.
They're not highly
thing.
Motivated to make her... Should happen. Who knows?
Why
she doesn't
do
want anybody to review her
just,
stuff.
Why
it's
do it at
so
all?
Dumb. I know. No,
I want you to watch me how I do it.
It's a waste of everyone's time.
If you're going to be that transparent, just keep whatever was going on the last 8 years and just do that.
Yeah, she should have said, the Be Better thing is so good. Yeah. We're going to continue.
I love that.
But we'll be better.
Don't we long for the good old days when first ladies get busted for picking out China? New China.
Yeah, Nancy Reagan did get busted for a lot. You know what they should
China!
Do with first ladies? They should have like you have a choice of 8 programs: literacy, be better, be the best, and then they just pick it, and it's already done.
Right?
Like, yeah, she's
that's
chosen.
Probably how it worked.
She's chosen to say no to drugs. She's following the footsteps of Nancy Reagan, and she's going to continue that wonderful program.
What if there is an individual within the White House who totally did this for Michelle Obama, and then when she was approached by Melania, just used. What she
well, that's plagiarized her own thing.
That's
like,
kind of what they said. It wasn't someone in the White House, but it was one of the other departments from the executive branch. Like, they brought it to me. Like,
doesn't it suggest that Michelle had low standards, that she just wants people to be a little better?
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah.
Is that what they were trying to say?
Is the next one going to be?
We're out of that lame sort of minimal improvement. We want to kick ass.
The next one will be better than best.
Yeah.
Ooh. Zot Ford's famous spring fling is finally here. It was a long, cold winter in Holly. We heard so much about it. Maz is bitching about it, even though he's rarely there. he does still work there. He's part-time now. He should be back, Monday? Should we call Maz and see how the field trip's going?
I don't know. Do we have the energy?
I
haven't heard from him today. Have you heard from him today?
I have not.
Odd.
No, I haven't.
Is he on the bus coming
he's
back?
Probably just in transit.
Is it possible he figured out, wait, he gets back at... 10 in the morning, doesn't he?
I don't know. I don't know when he gets back.
Well, he'll answer his phone wherever he is. Either on a loud bus. Is it possible that he would have found transportation for the Orioles game tonight? Huh. Wait, bus ride to D.C.? That's got to be... How far is that?
I don't know.
Anyway, Maz, he does still work there. I was just kidding about the part-time. He is still a full-time employee. And Mags won't be the only one doing two-a-days now that the warm sun is shining bright, and Maz has been to work a week out of the last, 3 or 4? They got to get Maz doing two-a-days as well. 2 deliveries a day! He's going to be in there. He is, every month, he's scrambling at the end to get near the top of the leaderboard, and he's going to be doing it again. To get this party started, Steve Guevara is jump-starting Maz with a sign-and-drive lease on select new 18 Ford Escapes. Lease an all-wheel drive Ford Escape for $222 a month, zero cash due. Plus, they dropped the price on the new 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4, almost $13,000. That's over 30%. Now, you know how these deals go. They don't last forever. Over 30% off on an F-150. See the scalding deals in massive inventory at dealsandindeed.com. 30% off brand new F-150s at Zot.
Nice.
Whoa.
So there you go.
Get them while they're in stock.
Yeah. There's actually that's true because there was a fire at one of the parts
suppliers,
places.
Yeah.
Can you believe that one stupid part place can shut the F-150 down?
Yeah, 2 plants.
And that shuts down that little display, too. The little display. Sorry. The works.
Yeah.
We went to go see that, the truck assembly dealio. Yeah.
Oh, the Rouge?
Yeah, the Rouge
Trudy,
plant.
You went on a Rouge plant tour?
I went on a field trip.
Oh, wow. Wait, fun.
Joey's class?
Was yeah, it? He had to do it for his class.
Really?
And I tagged along.
Okay, let's find out the Dreamweavering level. How much Dreamweavering?
No, it was actually really good. You know, we skipped most of it, actually.
We skipped one and two and went straight to three.
What was one and two? What'd you skip?
One was
three, and there was some, you know, interactive light show type thing.
Oh, God. Good choice.
I'm on the megaphone now, by the way.
So, and don't forget the roof.
Yeah, we saw the living roof. You know, they're living growing. Oh,
that sounds good. Just skip that one.
That wasn't.
I thought it was going to be, you know, tomatoes in a garden and stuff, so I was kind of disappointed.
It's just some ground cover.
How much Dreamweavering for you?
Oh, boring. Boring.
I did a little bit of Dreamweavering, I guess.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Were you chaperoning?
No, I was not. Not chaperoning.
Why were you on the trip?
Because he had to go, and I figured I'd just...
The megaphone.
Oh,
I just
man.
I'd never gone to that particular... Damn it. Is it dying? Does it need batteries? Battery,
yeah. See if the horn works.
Well, that works
fine.
Damn it.
One, two.
We need a megaphone, apparently.
What about the one Tom brought and then took home and then brought back?
Oh, yeah. That's got the...
This is that sound.
The Prudential Alarm siren is on here. That's the cool thing about it.
Oh, that's not annoying.
Yeah, the Prudential Alarm, that's the Prudential Alarm siren you'll hear in your house. They just put one in, by the way.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they did, to a podcast guy.
Hmm.
Drew sent me a text. Even though they're off this month,
free plug.
Still, service after the sale.
Nice.
So wait, I don't understand. You went on the field trip to keep Joey company?
You just...
Joey's not pleased with the subject matter.
They all had to individually go schedule it on their own. So
wait, it wasn't a team.
It
wasn't
the
class
group.
Field trip.
No, it wasn't.
They do field trips where you go on your own.
Well, I called it a field trip just because Maz went on one.
My mom.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you actually was this not school connected?
No, it was. It was connected to the
MBA
program,
kid?
Wayne State.
So they go, okay, the field trip is you take the morning off and your parents take you to. The Rouge plant.
I buckled him in his car seat and we went.
Something very strange about the school field trip.
Aww.
Was there a box milk and all that stuff?
You could if
permission
you wanted.
Slip?
Get him some milk!
Cheese sandwich.
Doesn't sound like a real field trip. I am not sold on this field trip. Something is very strange here.
What class was it?
Production operations.
It was production operations, part of the MBA.
Production operations. What grade is this?
How old is this kid?
This sounds like some training class at the UAW.
It's part of the
Wayne.
MBA.
Yeah.
You have to go and
oh, this is an MBA field trip. They have field trips when you get your MBA. I'm blown away.
They're not even paying attention.
This is more fascinating than I thought.
There is some question about whether the professor actually listens to us too.
Oh.
He's in a band.
Yes.
He's in a band.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like cool professor.
Like a real band, or is it something like, I don't know,
a real polka? No.
Rock band?
It's a rock band.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool professors give cool grades is my experience.
What's the name of the band? And do they have a online presence?
Oh, don't say, Joe.
What?
He'll find a one-star review, and it'll be all
over.
I
just want to know.
This is them.
Yeah.
It's him on drums.
He's the guy with the tambourine.
I have to say that this is all said with admiration so that it does not affect his grade. Professor is listening. And thank you for listening to the podcast, if you are.
I'm fascinated by this field trip. Okay, I had no idea this was current. I thought this was
there's another video of him. Sounds great.
Oh, that's the final countdown.
So he's in a cover band.
That's a good version.
He's too busy grading papers. They don't have time to practice.
No,
I thought you were talking about a field trip like 14 years ago.
No. This was just, this was the day that Annie was born.
Oh.
We were going to the Rouge plant, yeah.
Whoa.
4/14/18.
Yeah. Never forget. Hashtag never forget. It was in order to see how production facilities.
Of course. What song is this?
Can't tell.
Oh, yes.
They need a new bass player at the least.
The vocalist just standing there.
What song is this? I honestly, I know what it is, but I can't.
Final Countdown.
Oh, it's the Final Countdown too?
Oh, they're trying to clap them off stage. A better singer than the last guy.
Is the guitar have anything to do with the original song?
No.
There he is.
How many thumbs down?
Only 32, because people love it.
How many thumbs up?
266.
I'd give a thumbs up.
Should I do a checkup on Jackie Chan's?
Yeah, Jackie Chan's illegitimate daughter.
Oh.
I wonder if they're still homeless.
Of course they are.
Are they in the shelter?
Maybe they're separated.
No, they won't be separated. They'd rather be homeless than separated, as we learned. Don't go to the homeless shelter because they can't scissor.
When I saw it 2 days ago, the thumbs down, what did I say? They were over 6,000.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
And hardly any thumbs up. There was zero sympathy.
7,300 now, 627.
How many people commented about the nose picking? Who hadn't before or prior?
Oh, read the new comments.
You know, Mark did.
That's the only one on there. There haven't been anything new in the last week.
Oh, boy.
No new comments?
No.
Uh-oh. What?
I think so. Oh, wait, here, newest first. Let's do that.
We should queue up Carrie Underwood while we're at it. Carrie Underwood breaking her broadcast silence with Hoda Kotb as she was disfigured, her Frankenstein-like face.
Oh, it was disgusting.
At the Country Awards to an appalled nation.
There's a bunch more, get a fucking job, both of you.
Yeah, whenever I see two, they look pretty healthy to me. I don't know. I wonder what the real story is. What do you think those two are really up to?
They're hoping that they can somehow guilt him into making him go away.
And there is a lot of insinuation from comments from various different sites that the girlfriend is a drug abuser.
I had a feeling there was some serious partying going on.
Oh,
I was thinking they probably did ecstasy a lot.
The girlfriend's probably like, make your dad pay for it. Come on. And so she's getting Jackie Chan's daughter, who probably didn't want to involve herself.
Well, she brings up Jackie Chan, doesn't she? Or does she just say, my homophobic parents?
No, I thought she introduced herself as Jackie Chan.
Yeah, I think she did. Yeah. Should we listen to a minute of it just for old time's sake?
I'm Jackie Chan's daughter.
Oh, there you go.
All you need. That settles it. Play a little more.
This is my girlfriend, Andy.
Gross.
We've been homeless for a month due to homophobic parents. We pretty much slept under a bridge and other things.
Andy!
So stupid.
Yeah, I've asked all my friends for help, and I've asked all my family for help, and everyone just keeps sending us to the direction of shelters.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We will be split up. We will be split up if we have to go to any kind of government.
Well, that's
it's funny that they think anyone would care about that. You're not an attractive couple. I think you should be split up.
And now no one is responding to my phone calls.
Yeah, I wonder why. Take the hint.
Take the hint.
I mean, really.
I don't even understand what's going on because we've gone to the police. We've gone to the hospital.
I do sit at the piano and do lots of work. Yeah.
Communities, shelters, and all of them just don't give a shit.
Wow, the shelters don't care about homeless people.
So that's why
maybe they're not homeless. Maybe that's why they don't care.
Because we don't know what to do at this point. So please, if you can,
why don't you stay where you are since you're inside right now?
Show people that two people in love, that have true love, are trying to get split apart and they're trying to fuck us over. Just
enough.
Because what? I don't understand it.
Oh, I love her. Scissor.
I love you.
Yeah, scissor me, Allison.
Janet, you're crazy.
We just want to let people know what's going on. Because
scissor me timbers.
At this point, it seems ridiculous that no one can help. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's really confusing.
Oh, there's she picked her nose.
Gross.
So please repost and share this, please.
It seems ridiculous that you can't help yourself. That's the most ridiculous thing.
Hey, they did get 1.5 million views, though.
Really?
That's a lot of views.
Hate views.
Was it on? That was on TMZ, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll do it.
All right, here's that monster on TV.
Okay, yeah. You might want to
Kalia by Carrie Underwood. I had a chance to catch up with her at a Mother's Day event for her brand, her first TV interview glass series, Scary Fall.
Happens to be her brand.
6 months ago.
Cool.
Carrie Underwood, that voice back in the spotlight, blowing everybody away when she appeared at the Academy of Country Music Awards singing her single Cry Pretty. Her first appearance since her fall back in November.
It was obviously a big deal for you to step out on the stage as people hadn't seen you since you had fallen.
Yeah.
And I think people were really worried about you. What did happen that day?
Plain and simple, it was just kind of a freak accident. I just fell. I just tripped, taking my dogs out to do their business. Oh. So it could have happened to anybody. I say if I'd fallen anywhere else, it wouldn't have been a problem. But there was just one little step that I went to catch myself on and I missed. Okay. But in the beginning, I feel like, you know, I didn't know how things were going to end up. And
in what way? What do you mean?
It just wasn't pretty.
Were you by yourself? Were there people?
I was. No, I was. My son was asleep upstairs.
Oh, she looks hideous.
Carrie was rushed to the hospital, leaving her with more than 40 stitches around her mouth and a broken wrist.
Let's show the x-ray like we're going, like, oh my God, look at that wrist.
Like, you know it's hers.
Like, I feel like exactly. You look the same.
Thank you.
Hoda just told us she looks exactly the same.
Professionals who can speckle and paint and paste.
Oh, there's a team of professionals.
No, thank you. I'm feeling, every day I feel a little more back to normal.
Looking great and sounding even better, the response to her return to the spotlight at the ACM Awards was overwhelming.
Yeah,
I was
whatever happened to her.
A powerhouse on stage, you always are. But I watched and I felt something special.
Oh God!
Was there something different going on?
Every time I look at you, I lose my fucking appetite.
Straight from
God
your heart.
Damn!
It's easy to just be in the moment and be connected to it. And I never realized how much it.
God,
hold it!
It's so easy to suck
until
in.
Until after the ACM Awards, it was like, wow, you know, there was something different about that performance.
Yeah, you look hideous. Oh, look at the crowd. The crowd's crying.
Standing up.
The crowd looks
when
confused.
When I'm singing a song, it's like I'm in the music and I'm right there living it. And then it's kind of like as soon as the song ends, I'm like, oh man, I'm just Carrie again.
No, you're
like,
not.
It's like the magic ends somehow and I turn into a pumpkin in front of everybody.
Shut up.
And
what a bunch of fake humility.
I'm not like a
humility.
Center of attention kind of person.
By the way, the song Cry Pretty has touched a lot of people.
No, I don't know anyone's
We've
touched.
We've all felt it. Like you nod your head when you hear the words.
I feel like people relate to it because it is like, oh man,
people.
Like sometimes you just do have to just let it out.
I go to the bathroom. Like I literally go in the bathroom because there's no other escape hatch.
I love this because I have had conversations with people and I feel like people are telling me places that they cry. I've heard closet, I've heard shower, I've heard bathroom.
What's yours?
I feel like my car.
It's a cry car.
Like you just feel like
Clark.
Which I know people can still see you, and they probably have seen me at like a stoplight or something.
No,
and be like,
never.
What's this crazy lady doing over there? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Go, Carrie.
What Carrie Underwood is doing is more than just music. Carrie's not only a busy mom to 3-year-old Isaiah, but a lead designer for her activewear clothing line, Kalia by Carrie Underwood. Today, celebrating Mother's Day by working out with her mom, Carol.
Oh my God, this is so
stupid.
So
on Mother's Day, what like words do you have for her?
Oh, and I'm a crier.
You're gonna cry. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna cry.
This is a hard-hitting piece,
you know,
I gotta say.
She's a great daughter. She's a great person.
I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
I just want her to always be that way, and I love her.
You hit the mom jackpot.
I really
you
did.
Hit the mom I jackpot.
Oh, thanks a lot. What if you were Hoda's mom right now?
Mom didn't work out.
Yay, mom! Wow, hard hitting. That was really...
Oh, wait.
It was a ballsy piece.
I want to hear Carson Daly's comment coming
out. You hit
out.
The mom jackpot.
I really
you
did.
Hit the mom I jackpot.
He was the first person
come
to say
something. Come on, let's go in here. Right here.
Everybody one, in. Two, three. Three.
Yeah. Mom!
The cool
hey, Carrie.
How about Carrie. And the cool thing, too, at that event, she was always, like, had her eye on her mom because her mom was working out. She's like, you okay? Mom, you're over here? Yeah. Like,
come
you
on,
can
Carson.
Tell that they that is the real deal, that entire family.
I thought you picked up on something so interesting about her, though, that the way she looked when she was getting that standing ovation. She went from this, like, amazing performance.
She turned into Carrie.
To, like, this shy, sweet
well, public
girl.
Perception of superstars, especially in music, is that they're that way on stage. When you go to their concert and you see them, you think that that's how they shop.
What?
Yeah, you know,
and it's interesting for her to say, I feel like as soon as the song's over, I'm a pumpkin
She's
again.
A pumpkin. And I think it was also...
oh, my God.
And no woman ever measured up to the love of my life, my mommy.
Thank you, Carson Daly, for letting us know that they're not that way off stage as they are
on stage. So cool that he knows that.
Well, he's a pretty big name.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
He's been on The Voice, so he knows those people.
TRL.
So she's Carrie Underwood, the country singer, when she sings, and then when the song ends, she's Carrie, the regular person again. That's really weird.
That was the
I wonder if she's ever changed her clothes.
Yeah, that's the end that always underwear.
Must be difficult.
Underwood.
Really sad.
It's crazy.
But no, I did see it a little bit more, I guess, during that piece.
What?
A little bit.
Where?
You didn't
see
it?
Were you grossed out?
Oh, of course. I mean,
yeah, that's hideous.
Sickened, but
it's absolutely hideous.
Ugh.
But I saw more now than I have in the past.
I know where the scar is.
Where is it?
It's under her nose.
It's like this.
Ugh. I so don't believe she tripped over her dogs. No. That seems so fake. I wonder what kind of dog she is. I want to investigate this accident. how far in are we, Brandon? Is it time to go?
No, 2:12.
Oh, 2:12? Oh, we started late, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All righty.
Did you see R. Kelly got booted off Spotify?
Yes.
And he's responded.
Oh, what did he say? I never heard anybody being booted off Spotify for a rumor.
Yeah, that's basically what he said.
That's what he said about his concert being canceled.
Never been charged with a crime. I don't have any criminal charges.
Yeah, because I pay people for big DNAs. Do not disclose. But wait.
Their policy has no relevance to Kelly's
D&D's. Their policy has no relevance
to Kelly's love songs, especially when they service continues to feature artists who are convicted felons. So he's throwing other people under the bus.
This is Kelly.
That's great.
Yeah, R. Kelly's never been accused of hate because he was banned from Spotify under their hate content and hateful conduct policy, which I would think he would fall under hateful conduct.
I would think he'd fall under pedophile.
Yeah.
I mean, why kid around? That's the worst thing he does.
No, the lyrics he writes express love and desire, not hate.
Okay.
Mr. Kelly, for 30 years, has sung songs about his love and passion for women. He is innocent of the false and hurtful accusations and the ongoing smear campaign against him.
We love each other, the women, the men. We love each other. Everybody loves.
Waged by enemies seeking a payoff. There you go.
Oh, yeah. We're all seeking a payoff.
Yeah.
No, he pays them off to shut them up. They're not. I wonder how many people actually go to him for the money.
Yeah, no one.
I would imagine there's probably some, but
and then it ends with them trying to throw other people under the bus.
Hey, kiss my ass, bitch. I'm paying you shit.
But, you know, he's obviously in a position where he knows, I need to shut this bitch up. She's leaving. She's leaving the cult.
Mm-hmm.
Got to shut her up. And, you know, I told you about that one agreement where he paid a girl, I think it was $250,000, and she agreed as part of the do not disclose that she would say she was 17. She would agree that she was 17 when they met.
Oh.
This is somebody from... I want to say 2005 or something, and she bolted in 2010, and she was, I think she was 16, but she agreed to say she was 17, and she took some dough, and she's not supposed to say anything, and I don't know. Some of those girls that signed do not disclose or non-disclosure agreements, have actually spoken, and I don't know what that does.
Another guy,
I'm fucking 17.
Another guy whose songs have been pulled. I don't even know who this is. He must be a producer. Triple X 10 Temptation.
I saw the name. I didn't know what it meant.
His team put out a list of other people wondering why they haven't been kicked off, and he's got like Gene Simmons of Kiss, sexual battery. Red Hot Chili Peppers, sexual assault. David Bowie, rape accusations.
Michael Jackson.
Real estate, sexual misconduct. But my favorite one on this list, which I had no idea, was Ace of Base, founding members and neo-Nazi.
What? Which one? Jonas or the other?
I don't know.
Wolf.
And they do list Michael Jackson on here. And Sid Vicious and Nelly. Oh, but Sid, I had Vicious no idea that Ace of Base was a neo-Nazi organization.
Didn't know that either.
Learned something new every day. Hmm.
Yeah, this is really weird territory. Honestly, the whole Me Too thing has been strange. There have been moments where I'm going, that doesn't feel right.
It's true, by the way.
What?
Ulf Ekberg of Ace of Base, before they got big in the 90s, he was a neo-Nazi.
Hey, does Chris Brown, does his story fit in here?
Yeah, absolutely.
To the jigsaw of Me Too and sexual harassment.
Chris Brown being sued by a woman claims that she was raped. That story's really weird. Did you read the particulars of it?
I did. And Mark Garagos, once again, just annoys me to no end, implying that he was there or something and he saw what happened. Yeah.
Well, he said that he's being sued for $17 million, and that has not been revealed anywhere else.
No, it's again, it's a payoff or it's a shakedown. And, you know, that's a real easy way, and people will repeat that. That's what's embarrassing about it, is that the fans will go, it's a shakedown. I heard someone say it, so if I repeat it, it must be true.
It helps them defend the fact that they like their music, which, you know, you can hate the person and like the music.
Well,
it
you
means
do whatever
that
you
much
want,
to you.
But the fact is, for some reason, something is happening to women when they enter his house.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but first of all, they get their phones taken away. I got to say this. If I ever went anywhere where someone took my phone away, I would say, no, that's my phone. And if I can't come here with my, if you have to have my phone while I'm here, I mean, if it's a person, if it's, you know, a concert or something, okay, whatever. But if it's a person, I would say, I don't think I want to be here. And if you can't trust me with my own phone, then I need to leave.
And that's
this
what happened
dumb.
Here. The accuser was invited to an after party at a recording studio with Chris Brown and Young Lo, a rapper, after attending a concert in L.A. And what do you know? Her phone was confiscated because Mr. Brown does not want phones in the studio.
Yeah, and then she can't get her phone back.
Well, she could, but she had to go to
the third floor.
Chris Brown's house to go get it.
Oh, right. And then she had to go to the third floor where they blocked the door, and they were playing porn and loud music, and there were a bunch of girls having sex with one guy.
Exactly.
And that's when she says assaulted her.
That's when Chris Brown pulled out the gun, which, you know, is he wanting to do. He's pulled out a gun a few times.
He chooses his moment, though. It's always dramatic.
Yeah. Well, remember the last girl that complained, by the way? She was stealing his jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And the police, she called the police because they wouldn't let her leave. They wouldn't give her phone back. Sounds all kind of familiar, doesn't it? And he wouldn't leave the house. He wouldn't come out and meet the police. And so it was a standoff. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
That was over a girl who they said was stealing something, and she was saying, no, they're holding me captive. They will not let me leave. Well, this girl, who apparently is in pretty regular or, you know, at least contact with her mother could not get her on the phone. And it's getting late, and she's like, why is my kid not? So the mother tracks the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, oh, my God, why isn't she responding? I'm texting her. I'm calling her. So she calls the police and says, I think my daughter's in some kind of danger, and here's where she is. And so the cops go, oh, Chris Brown's house. What do you know? And they come to the gate, and guess what? Chris Brown says, you ain't coming in here.
Huh.
You know, of course, it's all about the stupid police again. The dumb police, they get called by someone who either says they're being held captive or someone's parent who says, my kid's there and she's not answering her phone. I'm worried. But the dumb police, of course, they don't get the time of day from Chris Brown. Boy, he sure has fun on probation, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. Isn't he still on probation? I mean, he got years of probation for the Rihanna thing.
Should. Nice guy.
His probation sure goes a lot better than Meek Mill's.
She got her phone back and grabbed a ride-sharing ride to the rape center.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Chris
Brown.
I'm sure
they knew the route to Chris Brown's house to the rape center.
A well-worn path.
Oh, another one. Great.
She said that she was raped by his friend.
Yeah, not
and she
Chris.
Named him,
yeah,
but yeah, she said that Chris Brown was, involved in holding her captive in the room, or he had a couch in front of the door and she couldn't leave, and he had a gun. And all in all, I don't know. If I was a female, I don't think I'd go to Chris Brown's house.
What, even if you needed your phone back?
I think I'd probably just say it was lost and get a new one.
Can you imagine inviting people to your home for a party and demanding their phones?
Well, first you go to the studio and they demand your phones, but then you have to go to the house to get it back.
Yeah, well, it's more convenient
traveling
that
with
way.
My phone.
No, they have to move the phones to the house. I don't know why. The studio, apparently, they're not safe, so they move them to the house. It's for your own good. And, yeah, he's just a great guy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Somebody says they read an article in Vanity Fair. Remember the Rolling Stones at Margaret Trudeau? Hooked up with this Ron Wood. Remember, I thought it was Mick Jagger?
Yeah.
That Mrs. Trudeau hooked up with? Back in the 70s, Mrs. Trudeau said, steamy love affairs with Jack Nicholson and Ted Kennedy post-Chappaquiddick.
Wow.
But there was something about, let's see. Yeah, I don't know about Margot and Pierre. Did you ever hear that before?
No, not.
Margot Kidder?
I never heard about any of those guys that she was with.
I never heard about Richard Pryor either.
No. I guess
there's pictures of them attending things together.
Yeah. And then who were the other two? She said she was dating three guys at once, Richard and was one more black dude I noticed.
Oh.
I just can't think of what his name.
Richard and Trudeau were at the same time. I can't remember.
Yeah, and there was the third guy was a black dude. He was an actor, I think. Or was he an athlete?
Oh, I must have spaced out.
Was an athlete. I don't
remember.
I was a little distracted because of the story Brandon showed me. That Fox has canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
What?
Remember that won the Emmy. It's a great show.
Yeah.
And Last Man on Earth.
Bummer.
Oh,
what?
One of the funniest shows on TV.
And the Mick.
Yeah, the Mick was good.
What, were they really doing that badly?
They must. I mean, those are three big comedies, I thought. But bye-bye.
Maybe somebody will pick them up.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. Maybe Last Man on Earth, you'd think those would probably fit like FXX better.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody might pick them up.
That's a bummer.
Kind of is, yeah.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Yeah, there are rumors that Hulu might come and save the day on some of these. So
that's cool.
Do we have anything more today on the serial killer and the girls they're digging for in Warren?
There was another story, because now they're kind of...
Have they found anything? They haven't, have they?
No, and now they're kind of defending, like, why are you guys even searching for this? Like, what do you know? Why?
Well, they know he's lying. By the way, it was a podcast that gave them the tip. I don't know why this podcast was considered instrumental in this
really? What
search,
podcast?
But I don't know, some true crime podcast, I guess. I think it was about this specific guy, Maz's uncle.
Yeah, Arthur
Arthur Ream, yeah.
Because he told somebody in prison.
Yeah, he's been bragging in prison that he killed all these women. But I thought the prosecutor, Eric Smith, said that, you know, there was never any indication back in 08 that was the case.
Well,
that any
it's
of
a
these
little...
women met, like, the M.O. Hmm. But then Dwyer was gave a press conference and claimed that they found something, but he wouldn't say what they found.
Yeah, he was all over, was it today or Good Morning America?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is a huge story.
Of course.
I mean, this is
than Fouts.
It's in the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
In the Cindy Zuricki murder, investigators said Ream knew his victim, who was the girlfriend of his son.
Yeah, he was planning a party. That was a big line.
Ream met her at a Dairy Queen. Yeah, told her he was going to take her to his son's birthday party. Ream admitted having a fetish for teenage girls, but he said he didn't assault Cindy. Her death was an accident. Mm. Yeah, I was just taking her to a party, and it's crazy. She's dead. But
and if it's an accident, you usually then hide a body.
I know.
And then five more.
Yeah.
And he sexually assaulted a hitchhiker in Shelby Township in 1974. But, of course, he's out of prison by 78. I mean, why keep him locked up? In 98, he pleaded guilty to third-degree criminal sexual conduct involving a 14-year-old in Gladwin County. He was sentenced to 4 to 15 years and was still in prison when they charged him with Cindy's murder. And, I'm not sure why.
But Dwyer was saying that Kimberly King, he's very convinced that she is buried.
Yeah, that's the name that keeps coming up. Stories are so bad.
But they think there's, up to five.
And the podcast is already gone.
Huh.
Was it specifically about Arthur Rehm, or was it a true crime podcast in general? Do you know?
I believe it was about the missing girls. I didn't know if it really focused on Rehm itself. Let's see.
Man, I've been listening to these Beatles podcasts that are so deep. It's like, wow, this is over my head.
Boring. Did you? What'd you learn?
I was a little bored, actually.
Really?
I'll give an example of the kind of stuff they tell you. Well, first of all, you know, they do review a lot of albums, so I'm intrigued by that, just to see what they say or if I agree with them. But it gets, you know, after so much time, do you really? I mean, as much as I love that topic,
Interesting.
If they don't have something interesting to say, I just sort of, it zones out a little bit. I've read a lot about the subject.
Yeah, how can you do a podcast on the Beatles when there's everything's been said?
There are so many podcasts, and they, you know what they do? They go into deeper and deeper things. This one was talking about the greatest hits collections of them on their own. So, I mean, this is just one podcast. They have like 188. This is one about the greatest hits collections of John, Paul, George, Ringo from the 70s. Wings, Lennon solo, George's early solo, and Ringo. Ringo had hits then. And they're talking about Shaved Fish, which is John's. And they're talking about how, hey, they split up, give Peace a Chance. They play the beginning of it on side one and the end of it at the end of side two. What up? And so then they then reveal that, well, in the vinyl days, to get the best audio sound out of the side, if it went over 22 minutes, you would lose sound quality. Because they had to dig the grooves deeper, apparently. And Lennon was a nut. In fact, he used to have printed on some of his 45s, play loud. He liked his song. He felt his song should be played loud, and he wanted them recorded loud. If it went beyond 22 minutes, quality was lost. So if he put the whole piece of chance, give Peace a Chance, on that side, it would have been over 22 minutes. And it would have, in other words, it would affect the quality.
But isn't
there
something else over 22 minutes?
They did all the math, and they needed to do something. Either leave something off, or the compromise was, we'll split that song, we'll make it like it starts the album and ends the album.
Well, then why not just make each side 22 minutes?
Well, you'd have to have the songs to fit it. The side was like 21:56 or something, with splintering off the front of the song. And then when they added the second after the other side, it was right around 22 minutes also.
Wait,
so
how
the
long?
Idea was to get the maximum amount of music on there, but not go over 22 minutes, or else it affected the sound quality.
Could you go over 22 minutes?
Yeah, you could. You could.
So did he?
No, he didn't want to. He didn't want to sacrifice sound quality.
So each side stopped at 22 minutes.
No, well, the song ended around 21:56.
But there was nothing else on that side of the record.
Yeah, there were multiple songs. It was a greatest hits album.
Wait, so after 22 minutes, those songs lost quality?
No. There's no songs after 22
minutes.
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering.
Anything, yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah, if you had anything after 22 minutes, they would have to would change the grooves of the entire side. I know, it's stupid. That's what I mean.
That's actually kind of interesting.
It was. I thought it was kind of interesting, but it was like...
Oh, what an anus he is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think you could have just left a song off.
Probably.
Myself. That's what I would have done, instead of splintering a song. I was surprised he was that involved in it. Although
that would be
sound
weird.
Quality does matter.
It would be weird not knowing that for years and years. Like, why is the song split?
Well, that's sort of what they were getting at, was that this was sort of like people just went, what did they do that for? And then eventually it comes out that he was involved. But you learn a lot of things.
I can do that.
You learn a lot of things that sort of don't matter, and they spend too much time on them. But if you ever want to hear podcasts about music, there are so many of them. I was stunned looking up other artists. It's like,
there's actually
podcasts about that guy.
I can't remember what I should wish I had the name of it, but there's one podcast that goes through the greatest albums of all time and breaks it down. It's actually kind of interesting because then you find out about albums you didn't really
know. I like stuff like that because I like talking about music and I like hearing other people talk about music. It's just that sometimes, you know, for example, I heard this one Beatles podcast, I'm not even gonna name it, but it's a little too much. A little too many jokes, and they're all real punny jokes based on song titles. And it's like, oh, stop it!
Podcast time. You know, we got the equipment and the perfect business plan. Give our show away for free and tell no one how to find it. Ready?
You have a subject that I love, and you're ruining because I don't like you. That's how I felt. I don't like the three of you. I don't like you, or you. Shut up. Let someone else talk about the Beatles.
Oh, quite a few articles about that phenomenon.
Yeah.
About
Beatle podcasts. Yeah.
Well, why albums are less than a half an hour long.
Yeah.
Perfect albums.
I never knew that. I knew there was a limit. And CDs, too, there's a limit. I forgot what it is. I think it's...
74? 73?
74. Yeah, 74 minutes. 70, that sounds right.
You know how some albums used to get to the end and they put like a secret track on?
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that? Who's explained that?
Just to fuck with you. Just to be cool.
Did they come up short 20 minutes?
Which is really annoying.
To put a secret track on?
It's really annoying when everything became digital because those tracks are like 18 minutes long. So yeah. It's like a 4-minute song. And then if you want to hear that other one, you got to go all the way to the end.
I know. And who wants to wait 40 seconds to hear that track?
40 seconds? Sometimes it's damn near 10 minutes.
Yeah. I know.
Really annoying.
I don't understand it. Why don't you get us out of here, Brandon?
People don't listen to AM like they used to. It seems like it's more about FM and color TV.
That's stupid.
It sure is.
Anything going on this weekend of interest other than Mother's Day?
What is it, the 17th?
It's hard when you have two mothers to deal with, isn't it?
Yeah.
Three. You have three mothers
three,
to deal
yeah.
with. Oh, that's a bitch.
Yeah. They're all very.
I sort of feel like, well,
they're all very forgiving.
Oh, that's nice.
That doesn't sound good.
What do you mean?
Well, seems like it'd be nice if just.
Oh, well, we're working on Sunday, so that's a work day.
True. Can do it Saturday if you want.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't work on the Sabbath. According to some signs I've seen. In
oh, that's right.
Plymouth.
I saw that.
Death.
That makes
death.
Me want to work on the Sabbath. Fuck your stupid sign. What do you find all the times? Maybe signs.
What did it say happens when you work on the Sabbath?
Death.
Death?
Death.
Wow.
Wait, so if you don't work on it, you're going to live forever?
I don't know.
We're all dying. I'm going to die someday.
Sounds like working on the Sabbath is awfully harsh, though.
I hope that guy's never eaten a McDonald's hamburger on a Sunday.
Why?
Because then he's contributing.
Oh, huh.
Well, I want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
For you mothers and for your mother or whatever, or the mother of your kids. All the moms, have a great Mother's Day, and we'll be back. We'll be recording on Mother's Day. That's the kind of sacrifices we make.
I guess mom do knows best.
We'll risk death to be here for you. See you.
Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy. Go home. Bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy. Tell her to tuck you in bed.
Oh, my mom.